Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carey Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Falling in, rising.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, this is a very, very special presentation. I first would like to welcome to the line my amazing co-star for today's broadcast, the one and only Miss Siobhan. Good morning,
Hi,
Siobhan.
Hi, everyone.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Fantastic.
Well, listen, this is a very special presentation. It's really our year-end review for 2020, and so I couldn't think of any other person I would like to co-host this special with other than the one and only Miss Siobhan. So thank you so much for being with us, and let's get started.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now, you know, 2020, it's not, I look at it like this, it's not called 2020 for nothing. It really isn't. It was the year that brought our focus and attention to so many different things, including racial tension, sexism, and so much more. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're also going to look ahead at what's next. But first, the year.
Absolutely.
2020.
Yeah. It's amazing because when I hear 2020, I remember earlier this year I was in the studio with you and we were talking and I was so excited to bring in the Roaring Twenties, you know, to be a part of the Roaring Twenties. We've heard about the Roaring Twenties before, so I was kind of like so excited and looking forward to it. And oh my, boy, did it roar.
Yes, it did.
I don't know what to say to that, but boy, did it roar. But
yes,
it's definitely
it
been a cycle and, you know, just trying to hold on and hang in there through it.
Absolutely. Well, first, we want to take a moment to acknowledge the folks who have made this program, brought the program to you guys, our sponsors, our amazing folks out there who help and support us with getting these shows on the air. Folks like Fix Your Feet, fixyourfeet.com with Dr. Yolanda Raglan. You guys know her. She has two amazing locations, one in the Maryland area and one right here in my backyard in New York City, that is. fixyourfeet.com. Check her out. She's not just a foot surgeon and doctor, but she's also an amazing entrepreneurial support and advocate for entrepreneurs. We just adore her. So, again, go to fixyourfeet.com. Smooth Black, we call Troy Ballard, a.k.a. Smooth Black, I should say, a.k.a. Troy Ballard, who Smooth Black Hair, you guys know him. He's been on the show with us. He's out in California, a huge legend in this industry in his own right, and he is just an amazing hairstylist. Again, we want to thank Smooth Black and also Rugged Evolution. And their website is ruggedevo.com. Rugged Evolution are the folks who have their own entire beard care line. They don't just have a beard oil or a few hair products or beard products. They have an entire line. We want to make sure and shout them out. Go to ruggedevo.com to access their website. Again, that's ruggedevo.com. Plug 420, for those of you who are interested in CBD products, they have an entire directory, and you don't even need to be in the CBD business so much to be listed in their directory. They have an amazing directory that touches all lives and all types of folks. Go to plug420.com. Again, that's plug420.com. My other favorite folks out there in the hair and beauty world, Styling Roots. STYLINGROUTZ. They spell roots R-U-T-Z, stylingroots.com. If you're looking for some amazing hair growth products, you definitely want to check them out. You will not be disappointed. We're shouting out Miss Teresa over there, Dwight over at plug420.com, and so many others. You guys, thank you so much for helping us on this broadcast and throughout the year at Hair Radio. And I have to say, in 2020, these folks brought it, Siobhan. They really did.
Absolutely, absolutely, with wonderful techniques and good information, you know, whether it's regarding getting your feet in line or just to stimulate the growths and putting, you know, the oils for the beards and so forth, just awesome, amazing sponsors.
Absolutely. Now, I want to make sure, if you guys are kind of really just kind of paying attention right now to what we're doing, this is a very special broadcast. We're going to be talking about 2020. It's a great marker for what happened this year. If you're looking to, you're in the hair and beauty world, you kind of want to follow along a little bit. We're going to be talking about what's happened here in our own backyard at the Hair Radio Morning Show, what's happened in the world, all kinds of amazing things. And I couldn't think of a better way to do it than a year-end special as well as a podcast. So we want to welcome all the regular listeners of the Hair Radio Morning Show as well as our special podcast listeners as well. And you guys can always Google. It's so easy. You can Google Carrie Hines podcast or just the Hair Radio Morning Show. Google any of that, and all of this will pop up. So we're real happy about that. Now, 2020 started with so much promise. I think you mentioned, Siobhan, where we were back at the studio in Manhattan, which is our beautiful production studio where we do a lot of our on-camera interviews for our, you know, for the Salon TV Network and so many other things in our social media. And we just started off the year with such promise. We really did. We came freshly off 2019, in which we had a wonderful hair event down in Atlantic City called Hair Expo, Hair Nation Expo, I should say, back in November of 2019. And just such a wonderful, wonderful year it was in 2019. And so when I think back, I look and I say, gee, you know, January, February was such amazing. The one remarkable note that kind of jumps out, we're going to talk a little bit about that coming up, but just a lot of events started to happen and slowly started to seep its way into the news, and we're going to get into some of that in just a bit. But I was quite happy, you know, with planning for what we thought would be 2020. And for us, a lot of this, Siobhan, had to do with the hair, the live hair and beauty shows called Hair Nation Expo that we were holding and plan to hold down at the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City, New Jersey, on the boardwalk, I should say. So we had planned for three events, not one, count them, one, two, three live hair expo events. That's how we had planned for 2020. And soon after the year kind of roared in, as you pointed out earlier, we came to the realization that that just wasn't going to happen. There were other plans in the works and other things moving, stirring, unbeknownst to us. We just did not know at that time what was about to happen, and we just didn't have an understanding of what was kind of going on. And so we're going to look at those things. And again, I really thought that we were going to be able to have at least one of the big hair and beauty shows. I do remember, just to kind of move things along a little bit, February, we started to kind of get a whiff of this coronavirus thing. And that was kind of in the beginning of the year, kind of like February, maybe March more so.
March, yeah, definitely the end of March.
Right, it was in March, really. But we probably started noticing people with respiratory issues a little bit earlier, and folks were talking about upset stomachs and this and that. So that kind of how it started, and for me, I'm in Brooklyn, New York. Siobhan, you're over in New Jersey. We're in the Northeast. For me, I live right at the subway stops, one of the subway stops here in New York City. So we kind of, you know, for me, I was able to really pinpoint it to how they were addressing the folks who were traveling locally here in New York. But yes, I do recall the year kind of started, and we started to get more and more stories on the news about this new dreadful disease that really was attacking the respiratory system in folks. And we were trying to figure it all out and all of that. It really was called the coronavirus outbreak. And it says here that it's it affected a lot of countries, almost all the countries all over the world, really. Coronaviruses are a type of virus. There are many different kinds, and a lot of folks don't realize that. There are many different kinds, and some cause diseases. Some cause disease. Now, what is really remarkable about this also is that this was a newly identified type, that caused this recent outbreak of respiratory illness that we now call COVID-19. And the 19, by the way, refers to the year. A lot of folks don't realize that, but that's what that 19 indicates, the year.
Yeah.
So COVID-19 can be passed, as we have come to learn, from person to person through droplets, from coughs and sneezes. And COVID-19 has been detected in people, as we pointed out, all over the world, and is considered a pandemic. A pandemic, and the difference between an epidemic and a pandemic, really the only difference is a pandemic is far-reaching. The word pandemic starts with P-A-N, which means across. That's what that P-A-N means. Across or like around, you know, like when you pan something, that's what that reference is. And so this was one of the biggest news stories in the coronavirus. Now, Siobhan, how do you, when you look back at 2020, how do you feel you were affected? And do you recall your first indication or you know, about the coronavirus when it really hit you, hey, this is something I've got to pay attention to?
I think we all pretty much were blindsided. You know what I mean? This thing came out of nowhere. We just heard people were getting sick, how it affects the respiratory system. Pretty much all this stuff is just brand new, and no one really knew what was happening nor where, you know, was coming from. The information wasn't really in. And I think as a salon owner or stylist and so forth, it affected the industry big time. You know what I mean? It shut everything down. So when you're talking about cutting off someone's income or their way of, you know, living, it's rough. So we get it. The virus is out there. You know, the scientists had to go to work. The doctors were working overtime. Nurses working overtime trying to deal with the sickly people. And, you know, they're trying to find out what's going on and how to find a vaccine or a solution to it. And, you know, God bless them all that they finally came up with something that could, you know, definitely get us back into some form of normalcy. But as far as being a salon owner and, you know, in the business, it really shut us down. And it's almost like someone, you're excited, you finally got your door open, and then it feels like someone just took the rug and pulled it from directly under your feet.
Yes,
so that's pretty
absolutely.
Much how it affected. Yeah.
And when you look back at those early, that early stage, I remember going outside, and here in New York, they had closed, as Siobhan was just saying, they closed everything down. And I remember because they ordered us to kind of stay in, they had you really, like you're frightened to go outside or
death.
To meet
That's
anybody.
That's the truth. Yeah, scared to death. You didn't, no yes. one knew what was going on and what was really happening.
Exactly.
Very frightening.
And I remember making a video that is on my TikTok, by the way, as well. But I think I have it out there. I'll share it with you guys on Facebook. But I remember making a video in my neighborhood, and I panned that word again, panned around, and saw that it was really quite like a ghost town. And this is New York City. You're talking about the capital in the world of hustle and bustle. And it was really empty and kind of spooky, if you will. I mean, this was the beginning of the whole pandemic crisis that has affected us. And it's since then has had so many legs to it and so much that we have followed. And you got to remember, back in the early parts, we did not know about wearing masks. We did not know. This was all new to us. We didn't know that we would be wearing gloves. There was a run on toilet, pardon the pun, but there was a run on toilet tissue and paper towels and alcohol of all types. And so this is something that really surprised America. It caught us totally off guard. You saw folks hoarding these everyday supplies that a few months back we would have not even blinked to purchase. I mean, they probably had, you know, enormous amounts of these and on sale at the time. But not this year. No, this year marked a remarkable change in all of that. And the prices, I found, for many of our food items and things that we would purchase in general seem to escalate in price. Did you find that, Siobhan?
Oh, absolutely. Even just the common household items, the price just skyrocketed. You know, I was grateful. I'm the kind of person who, whenever I'm shopping, cleaning supplies, it's every grocery store trip, you can't get enough of soap, detergent, or cleaners, whether it's Pine Sol or bleach, you know. So I managed to have enough of a supply to last, but let me tell you, those prices definitely did go up during that time.
That's right. So this was the beginning of the whole coronavirus, and then about the same time, so we're talking about the springtime, and Siobhan, I don't know if you remember this, but I was producing the Hair Radio Morning Show, and I, at that time, had taken a little bit of a hiatus. As you guys out there know, from time to time, we'll take a little break on the daily Hair Radio Morning Show, because it's a lot to produce a three-hour daily broadcast 5 days a week. And so I was on a hiatus when this kind of hit. And I remember sitting on my couch and thinking one day, I said, you know, there's so much misinformation. There's so many things that are being thrown out there. And I said, we need to get information kind of uniform to the people in the hair and beauty industry. And I felt like it was a calling of sorts. And I said, I've got to return to the airwaves. I just got to do it. I've got to bring back the Hair Radio Morning Show with new broadcasts and a focus on the pandemic, the crisis. And we did just that. So in about late March, we returned to the airwaves with all new shows and looking for great co-hosts and great guests and all that. But more importantly, we were following the news. We were following the news. We decided to have a host of panelists, different folks coming on the show, and I'm kind of most proud of the folks at Barbicide. And Siobhan, you remember the Barbicide folks?
Absolutely.
Okay, they do a lot of certification with regards to what is it, like a, you know, like clean, not, well,
disinfecting, absolutely.
Disinfecting,
and it's amazing,
products, yes.
And that was pretty much my spiel when they did decide to shut everything down. As a licensed cosmetologist, we normally use the highest form of disinfectant, period, because we understand the importance of disease control. So I could not understand, you know, I get it, maybe everyone should wear a mask. Yes, we're doing that. But just let us continue to implement the disinfectant uses that we were using as far as the Barbicide and maintaining a cleansing environment as we as salon operators have always done. So I never really understood why they, you know, chose to shut down the salons for so long. It didn't make sense.
Well, to play devil's advocate, Barbicide, and you guys can go to barbicide.com for more information. They have an amazing website. But I understand from that perspective, and we've had so many great guests who were on the broadcast who shared your perspective as well, and others who felt the opposite. But from what I gather with all of this, and especially, you know, now that we've had some time, we can look back and kind of have a little bit more clarity, if you will, with it. But I believe that it was necessary at the time. This was a raging disease, pandemic, or whatever you want to call it, virus, that was just out of control. And so they did not know what was going to help or, you know, get the virus thing under control. So I think they had to take these drastic steps.
Measures.
Now, were these steps great for our pockets? No.
Not at all. Not at all.
Let me just be the first to say that. However, the steps, I think, have saved lives. And I think that is the key. Our pockets can rebound, but you can't bring back folks.
It's
who
true.
Have
and on that note, I got to yet and say, you know, I'm grateful because we've lost a lot of people throughout this coronavirus pandemic, which has been just crazy and bizarre and probably unnecessary, you know. But, you know, what can I say? My heart goes out to all those affected or who have lost a loved one due to this nasty, nasty virus.
Absolutely. And along with the folks at Barberside, I want to say Nurse Leslie, she was on the show from Barberside. She's the ED. She's the educational director for Barberside, and we were so proud to have her. You know, she's a frontline, first-line, first-person worker out there, and she was on the show sharing what folks needed to do. And I was so proud that she took the time to come to our show and to share her expertise with our hairstylists and barbers who are tuning in to the program. So we want to thank Nurse Leslie,
absolutely,
and we love Barberside.
And to all the hairstylists out there who are Barberside certified, take time at this moment to send a message to Hair Radio stating that you're Barberside certified so we can see you out there.
Yes, that would be great. You can do so. And just use the hashtag Hair Radio, HAIRADIO, on social media. We'd love that. Also, one of the other developments in 2020, and we're going to talk about this too, was the Crown Act. The Crown Act was passed in several states, and I believe the first state was California, which I'm so proud of the folks out west, and several states now who all have passed this bill that literally makes it unlawful to discriminate against anyone based on their hair. And so the folks, and it really kind of came into being out of the natural hair movement, and it is called the Crown Act. You can Google it. And I'm so proud. We have it here in New York. Very, very important. Very, very, very important. So please, these were some amazing updates in case you've forgotten in 2020. Hey, I'm Carrie Hines. I'm on the line with Siobhan, Miss Siobhan out of New Jersey. We're so happy to have her with us. Just, it's a new day, as we call it. We've been looking back at some of the amazing developments that all happened in 2020.
The roaring 20s,
yes, indeed. And they are a-roaring. And it's always something that happens in those roaring 20s, as you put it. Real interesting. Now, we also cannot forget there were many other newsmakers and many other news items and many other things that happened in 2020. But first, I want to take a moment again to thank our sponsors, folks like FixYourFeet.com, Smooth Black, a.k.a. Troy Ballard, RuggedEvolution.com, or actually RuggedEvo.com, which are the Rugged Evolution Beard Care folks, Plug420.com. As you know, they're the CBD directory and cannabis directory. You absolutely want to go to Plug420.com, as well as Stimulating Roots, that's R-U-T-Z, Stimulating Roots. Teresa, we're shouting you out. Stimulating Roots, please check them out, stimulatingroots.com. It's spelled R-U-T-Z.com. So wanted to go ahead and get that in. But, yes, Siobhan, I have to say, and thank you so much for being with us. And we're going to talk to you as well coming up in just a little bit about what you are doing these days and some of the things that that have got your attention going on over in Jersey. So we are so grateful to have you guys with us. This is a very special presentation today. It's both on radio and a special podcast version of this. So we're real happy. It's really our year in review for 2020. We're taking a look back at some of the biggest stories that happened in the year 2020.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about what is coming up next in 2021. So you want to stick around for all of that wonderful, good stuff.
But first, stay tuned.
Exactly. Stay tuned. Now, I have to say, Siobhan, we also had some news makers again on this broadcast. I'm so happy to be in the middle of folks who are in the hair and beauty world, and we kind of have gotten to know just about everybody. One of the biggest and most notable individuals who had her own TV show on Netflix based on her book, and we are talking about none other than Alelia Bundles. We're so happy. Just who is named in honor after Alelia Walker, who was the great, the amazing Madam C.J. Walker. So
yeah.
She was named after her daughter. Amelia Bundles, who wrote the book called Self-Made, which was turned into a successful television program on Netflix. And Siobhan, I don't know if you ever had a chance to watch it.
I did, but before I step into that, let me tell you, I am so grateful that I had the pleasure of meeting Miss Alelia Bundles at Hair Nation Expo. Just an amazing person, and I've got so much information based on how to be self-made at that particular event. I'll never forget, she was on stage, and boy, did she spill the beans. You know,
yeah.
Just awesome. Just
Thank
awesome.
You. Yes, she was. And the show itself, and what I love about Alelia, when she was on our show, she just was so kind to really tell us a lot about Madam Walker. And she really did. And when I watched the series, there was a whole big bubble blue, if you will, on the TV series. And some folks felt that it was not representative of Madam Walker's real journey. And others felt that it was unfair to the character that looked like it was depicted based on Annie Malone. And then there were others who absolutely enjoyed the Self-Made movie.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I must say, I definitely enjoyed it.
I did too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I think if you look, you know, if you take it as a life story, and, of course, in the industry, they're going to have to sensationalize some things to, of course, keep us entertained, which I was very much entertained. So you're going to get a little bit of both, you know. And I think we all could look back in our lives and just imagine how somebody might depict it or maybe sensationalize it to make it more entertaining to the masses. So, but all in all, the movie was outstanding, and I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it as well. I think being in the hair business, I think we have a certain proclivity to any attention that's paid, and when it hits a screen on television or the big movie theater screens, we're thrilled. I think black hair doesn't get enough attention to me, so I'm always happy when I see that their presentations and productions, I support them 150%. And Alelia Bundles is a dear friend of our show. She was a very important person at our live Hair Nation Expo event, as Siobhan pointed out, and also on the Hair Radio Morning Show. She's been with us. We support her. She's a follower. She's probably listening to this right now. And we shout you out, Alelia. Great job, Alelia Bundles. Now, also, kind of talking about some of the things that happened in 2020, we also successfully launched our own Salon TV Network app. And this app, you could do so many wonderful things, downloadable in the Google Play Store, so we're real happy about that. And also, I have to take a moment to acknowledge so many great guests who are on our program, and I do mean that. folks like Dr. Pranique James, who has been on our show. She's a trichologist. She's a naturopathic doctor. She's been with us so many times, and she really helped to cap off just an amazing year. Towards the end of the, the third quarter of the year, she talked a lot about beard care, as she's doing some amazing things, and we had the amazing beard kings on our program, and we were able to put a lot of focus on healthy beard care. And I want to thank the one and only Dr. Pranique James, who's still out there doing her thing in trichology and so much more. We're going to shout you out this morning on the broadcast. So really
Absolutely.
Good stuff. Yes. And also, now we also had a weekly natural hair show within a show on our broadcast. I don't know if you remember this, but each week we talked about issues and concerns for those who are interested in natural hair. So I was so pleased that we were able to do it with one of our then co-hosts at that time, and it was just an extraordinary event each week. We covered the biggest topics in natural hair, and that is something that we will be returning to in 2021. So do not go far. We will definitely be returning to natural hair each week on our broadcast, as well as some Natural Hair Month, and we have Black Hair Month, and so much more to come, and we're happy. We're going to get into that in just a little bit. But I was also happy, Siobhan, you've taken part in some of those panel discussions that we had on the show.
Yes, I enjoyed it.
Yes, because what it is that you get to sit on the panel, you being a hairstylist, you get to mix it up with folks like yourselves. And everybody kind of has a little different perspective on things, and it really makes it great and entertaining, I want to say, right here on the radio show, and so much with what we're doing. Also want to say, Carapy made a big, big return to the front and center stage with the Carapy products, Carapy Beard Oil, and, of course, our Carapy shampoo and conditioner. I'm most happy about the Carapy Beard Oil because we had the song. Remember?
Oh, yes.
Carapy
the Therapy.
Yes, that was it. Okay. The Carapy Beard Oil song really helped us to promote the Carapy Beard Oil product. Again, it's one of those products that's so unique and so popular. It's going to be around for a long time. Until we just made a song about it and created a little video, which has just been viewed so many times. We're so thrilled at the success of Carapy Beard Oil and the Carapy Shampoo and Carapy Conditioner and Carapy products in general. Just very, very happy that you guys have supported me and what we're doing with Carapy. So thank you so much for that. Really, really appreciate it. And along the Hair Radio show, speaking of songs, when a little bit towards the end of 2019, I realized that we needed a new theme, Siobhan. There had been the old theme song, which just was kind of like a beat, if you will. And I said, gee, we need to do a new song for the theme song for the Hair Radio Morning Show. And so I sat pen and paper and wrote the new theme song for the Hair Radio Morning Show. So those are my words. And we had a wonderful gentleman who put it together with some music.
Yes, Morning Coffee.
Yes, very, very nice. And I'm really, really happy to shout out all the folks involved. I'm real, real happy. And it's helped me to kind of propel myself into more of a writing career with music. And writing lyrics, song lyrics, which is my first time ever talking about and disclosing it on to anybody through the Hair Radio Show. But yes, this was a great time for me to put my own words out there with the theme of the song. So I was real, real happy about that. And so 2020, as odd and crazy as it sounds, and you guys are listening to us, we also have to say, it gave us an opportunity to be creative, if you will.
It really did. You had to become creative. You really did during this year just to maintain. Mm-hmm.
I agree. Well, one of the other big announcements, we've had some amazing celebrities. We really did. We've had some great, great superstars on the show. One of my favorites who came to us early in mid-year, and that was the one and only Kim Berry. You guys know her. She's out on the West Coast out there, and Troy Ballard knows Kim. Everybody out there knows Kim. She was the Prince's hairstylist. Yes, the singer Prince, the purple one. She was Prince's hairstylist for something like 29 years, and she wrote an amazing book that's out there, and you can Google this, Kerry Hines and Kim Berry, and all that'll pop up. But yes, she's just, she came to our show, Siobhan, and she just spilled the beans. She really did.
Oh,
she talks a lot about the amazing artist and her work with him and how it all came about. It's something that is really quite unique, and you need to listen if you haven't had a chance to hear it. Or if you've heard it, you need to listen again. So definitely check it out. And so we are real grateful to Miss Kim Berry for being with us on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Yeah, it was a very entertaining show. I enjoyed that one for sure.
Me too. Now, I'll tell you, so many other celebrities came to the show or came back to the show. And folks who were not celebrities, I remember Tamethia Smart. Remember, he came back to the broadcast. He's one who was just such a fashion flair kind of person. And I was so happy because he was able to, being a person who was able to put together looks, and he just has so much going on. And he always would do a countdown for us, and he hadn't been on the show in 5 years. So we were so happy to welcome him back. I call him another one of the five-year folks who has kind of returned to us, as well as Melba Moore. Miss Melba, as we were just talking, Melba released a brand new song this year. I mean, she is still kicking out hits. So we are just so, so happy, you know. And
she's definitely an icon.
Oh, she's truly an icon. She really is. Melba was on so many TV shows, from The Tonight Show and on Broadway, where she won a Tony Award. She's a Tony Award winner, in addition to releasing number one hit songs. And you know, I still watch a lot of the classic TV shows, and Melba's on my TV all the time. When I saw her pictured and on a clip with Carol Burnett,
yes,
you got to be huge. And all these other folks, I mean, she's just everybody. So we're honored. I'm happy, and I can really count myself lucky to say I know Miss Melba Moore, and we're so happy and proud of her success. And, you know, a lot of these celebrity folks who were on our show, in addition to Miss Moore, we also had David Pick Conley, who was a great musician who is in the group Surface. You guys remember him. He's been with us many times. Returned as well to the show this year after 5 years. And for the first time, we had the amazing Allison Williams, who is one of the biggest R&B names in the world. She was kind enough to make her debut on our broadcast. Exposé group founder, Louis Martinet, who wrote the number one song, Seasons Change, and so many other hits for the group. He wrote the entire first two albums, I believe, for Exposé and put the whole group together. So we just support him. Louis Martinet is a great, great guy. We're just so happy that he is a friend to the Hair Radio Morning Show. And thank you, Louis. Thank you so much for being on our show. Really means a lot. So we've had quite a few, in addition to so many other celebrities. But I also have to say, back to the hair folks, we love the hairstylists who've been on our show. So, Siobhan, have there not been some moments that you've enjoyed on the Hair Radio Morning Show?
Absolutely. I have to give a shout-out to Jorge, and I also enjoyed many of the shows. I mean, there's many moments, like different things. You just have to tune in to listen. It's outstanding. Good stuff.
Yes, thank you. Well, Jorge, which and we welcomed Jorge back as well after several years. But one of my favorite interviews was with Mr. Jorge, and you guys will see it out there, because it gave us at the Hair Radio Morning Show an opportunity not just to talk about hair and beauty, not just to put on the latest celebrities and the latest music and all of that, which we love those things, but also to talk about some of the challenges of some of our listeners that are out there in dealing with things like autism, in dealing with things like sickle cell. And when it comes to autism, Jorge was our special guest. He walked us through his life dealing with autism. And on his return to the broadcast, he brought his new girlfriend. And the two of them actually told us what it was like to be in a relationship together with autism kind of hanging over your head. So check out that. It is, and it's an incredible interview, I have to say. I want to definitely shout out Jorge and his amazing new lady friend. And as far as dealing with some of the challenges, in addition to autism, we tackle so many amazing subjects here. We also tackled the sickle cell subject, if you will. The Sickle Cell Foundation, it's called My Three Sicklers. Just an amazing, amazing young lady who's the woman behind the wonderful My Three Sicklers Sickle Cell Foundation. Her name is Mapillar Don, and she was just great on our broadcast. We were so happy. She raises a lot of money for them, and we were happy to be part of that effort right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. That's going to continue into 2021. Is that not nice?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's about supporting the community also. This is what we do at the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's not just, you know, for fun and games. We also want to make sure that we're continuing to make an imprint in what the needs are of folks in and around the community.
The strength of the community is everything. That's the truth.
Yes. And one of the other folks we have to do a special shout-out to, the wife of the late Shelley Garrett. We're talking about Miss Doris Garrett. Shelley Garrett, who is the creator of the amazing play called Beauty Shop. And he was just an extraordinary gentleman. His play went on to tour for over 30 years. I myself wrote a special special article requested to do so by Mr. Shelley Garrett, and I just want to shout his amazing wife and family out. They have been incredibly supportive of everything that we do here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, and we love them. So check them out, and also listen to the special interview that I did with Mr. Shelley Garrett back in 2016. We lost him in 2018. But I think you'll get something from listening to him. And he talks about so many celebrities that he's helped launch their careers. So I think you'll be quite impressed. You don't want to miss that. Siobhan, we're going to take a moment to switch some gears. I want to talk to you about some of the things that are of interest to you. And then when we kind of return to our discussion points, we're going to be moving on over to some of the famous folks that we lost in 2020. But first, I want to thank Siobhan, Ms. Siobhan, for being our special co-host this special broadcast of the All-New Hair Radio Morning Show and our podcast presentation. So, Siobhan, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about you, Siobhan, as we are at this point in the broadcast. Tell us a little bit about Siobhan. What do you want us to know? A lot of listeners know who you are. You've made many, many, many appearances on our broadcast. But tell us something we don't know. What would you like us to know now, Siobhan?
I don't know if there's anything you don't know. I'm just pretty much a regular person going through an experience, you know. Community before self, and I just keep going, you know. This is it. I live in a moment, do things in a moment, just enjoy life. You got to enjoy people. You got to enjoy the moment and keep going. You know,
awesome. That's
it.
Now, what kind of advice would you give to these up-and-coming hairstylists that you see and you come across who are trying to learn their craft as you've been able to master?
I think the most important thing is to continue education. If you're going to choose this as your craft, you definitely have to continue at it. Take it serious and just go full throttle. You have to go full throttle. That's the secret to it, I think. And there's a lot of talented stylists out there, you know, even being new to the industry. A lot of them, these girls and guys, they have great talent. And I think from what I'm seeing, I'm really liking it. So the bottom line is just continuing on the education and staying knowledgeable on what's happening, what's going on, and just keeping your iron sharp, you know. You got to keep your knives sharp and just to stay on the brink of all techniques. I think what really needs to happen is these product companies have to make way more so into the community. You know, I understand a lot of them do work via the distributors, which is a good thing, but they definitely have to get more in tune to get a direct connection with the stylists, hairdressers, barbers, nail techs, so to speak. This way, you know, the information is there with everything that's happened in 2020, you know, a lot of the expos and stuff we normally would go to, such as Hair Nation Expo, IBS, a lot of these things, they didn't take place. So we're missing out on little bits of education. So now it's time to prime and get things going in a new direction where they can reach out to directly to the stylists. And I think that's important. That's definitely taking things on a cutting edge.
Wow. Well, we look forward to bringing everybody up to speed at hairnationexpo.biz. Visit that site for the latest on our next event. I also, as I mentioned earlier, I want to take a moment and turn to some of the folks who've touched our lives over the years, but we lost. We lost in 2020. And one of the glaring names, and I think this was even back in January, was that of Mr. Kobe Bryant. It seems to some that it might have been even longer because, from January to now, it seems like it's been an eternity. But the news just, I still remember where I was when I heard the news, and it just stunned everybody. Do you remember that, Siobhan? Was that
not
a moment?
Yeah, I do. Just an awful loss. Such a young man.
And his beautiful
daughter.
What do you
say,
Yeah.
What do you say?
Along with his beautiful daughter, I think she was a teenager. Just really sad.
It's very sad.
Yes, but it seems as though his wife, she's exhibited remarkable strength, and she has just, from what we can see on the outside, moved along with her life. And we wish her well, along with her family. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, also another big name that we lost in 2020, the Supreme Court Justice. We also just really called her the notorious RBG. She stood so much for women's rights and just equality for everyone. And we are certainly going to miss her so very much. Also, Naya Rivera. Now, I was not necessarily a big TV fan of the show. She was on a TV program called Glee. And I just remember coming across this story where she was out on like a rowboat, if you will, looked like with her young son, maybe a preschool type child, I believe, age-wise. And somehow she drowned. Her son is okay. But she starred in the TV show Glee. So Naya Rivera, also big name on the red carpet. Now it seems as though that her child's father has launched some kind of a lawsuit and just a whole bunch of things going on. A really sad story, though. She's a very young, beautiful lady. And also, one of the big names out there who we lost in 2020, Mr. Chadwick Boseman. And Siobhan, I don't know if you remember who this was, but I believe you might. He played
absolutely
in that big... Oh,
yeah.
You remember.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely. He played in the movie, the hit movie, so he was definitely well on his way. Just, you know,
yes,
a young life gone too soon.
Exactly. He was a huge superhero to many. He really was. And, you know, just someone that we lost, what was he, about 41 or 43 years old, just a very, still young and in his prime, he was dealing with cancer, but we did not know that he, you know, it wasn't public knowledge that he had cancer. We just did not know. And it was really, really, really sad to find out that he passed away this summer. And
yeah,
again, a young, young man.
And that's
man.
Why I think it's important. A lot of times, you know, you got to, you know, I don't know. He's a celebrity, of course. I don't know him, don't know anything about him so much, so to speak. Just a basic person who admired much of, you know, his work that he's put out there in the industry. But for the folks that we do have at our fingertips and that we know that are family and so forth, or friends, it's very important to keep in contact. Very important. Not really to bash or troll when you see people going through different changes, but find out, you know, how are they, what's going on, because sometimes people are dealing with things and you're not privy to it because, you know, you're not communicating with them and so forth. And these are the things that I think this epidemic has really shined on us, the importance of being connected to your loved ones and those you know, those who are part of your inner circle, family and friends, very important.
Well, what I agree, and I loved about Chadwick Boseman, he played such regal characters like Jackie Robinson, Thurgood Marshall, James Brown, and who on earth could forget him being a superhero in Black Panther?
Yeah.
Just awesome. And so there really are no words, and he was just someone who carried himself, to me, like a Sidney Poitier. Someone
oh, wow,
with so much,
well,
he deserves it.
Mm-hmm.
He deserves it. He was just a man of grace. He was a man of grace. That is not even an exaggeration. So he is very much missed, and we wanted to definitely pay tribute to the one and only Mr. Chadwick Boseman. And so thank you for that. Now, along with, there were some other folks we lost. Sean Connery, of course, we know him as 007. Regis Philbin, talk about game show hosts, Regis Philbin and Alex Trebek. Alex Trebek, of course, from Jeopardy, and Regis Philbin from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. We lost both of them this year in 2020. So really, really sad. But, you know, they've left their legacies, which are great work that you can see on TV and throughout all these different channels. And we're going to keep their memories alive. And so many others. So many others. Now, I do want to say, also want to do a special recognition, because Harry and Meghan, I don't know if you follow the royals, if you will, the royal family over in England. But, you know, I remember it was such a controversial move that that America, they really kind of divorced themselves from the royal family, all for love. So we just want to wish them well. Meghan, of course, you guys know she was an actress in Hollywood and married literally a royal prince. So how awesome is that? She's kind of like our modern-day Princess Grace, if you will. And, of course, Harry is the son of Princess Diana. So really, really interesting, wonderful and interesting updates there, and they now live out in California. I believe they have a big home, so we're real
beautiful,
supportive of them. Now, I do want to say, with all that happened in 2020, Siobhan, there were some moments that were really kind of sad, and along with all the the protesting, and there was quite a bit of civil unrest in 2020. It kind of has been going on for a while, but it kind of bubbled to the surface with the death of George Floyd. And this is where the white officer had his knee on this amazing black man's neck for, was it like 8 or 9 seconds, if you will, until he appeared to be not moving. So it was what really kicked off demonstrations from all over the world, literally, and kind of peeled back the layer that kind of blocked. We began having conversations about race in this country, and that was kind of a first that I've seen. Even though, in the first 8 months of 2020, there were 164 black men killed by police, just in the first 8 months. So you do need to be aware that this is not something that's mythical. And we need to figure out what we need to do to kind of change all of this and figure out what needs to be done. And it kind of, to me, Siobhan, it, but first before I move on from there, how did that make you feel when you hear something like that, 164 black men killed in the first 8 months of 2020.
I don't think there's a person around that's not human with a soul or spirit that didn't feel immediately shaken by it. It really touched your spirit and your soul. All those who had a soul, they felt it. And I think that's why we noticed what we did notice that happened after. So I really don't have any much words to say, but there's a feeling that I think we all could agree upon that we felt at that time. And it's just, I don't have any words. I just have to leave it there.
Well, I have to say, yes, thank you so much. Just really, there pretty much are no words else that we could add to that. I want to say that after all of the civil unrest, and there's still a lot of marching and things of that nature, of course, going on, but it has opened up to the election of 2020, the presidential election, in which Donald Trump lost his bid to remain in office. And so as a society, as the American society, if you will, we're moving forward with the first black female, and I'm going to say first black female, first female vice president in the history of America, Ms. Kamala Harris, Senator Kamala Harris, along with Mr. Joe Biden, who takes the top spot. What do you think about Kamala Harris, Siobhan?
I think she's very bright. I'm looking forward to see, what she's going to do. And, I just think it's a breath of fresh air. That's all I could leave it at, It's just, I'm sure there are going to be great things to come.
Absolutely. Well, I want to, first of all, I have to say thank you, Siobhan, for helping to usher in this wonderful, wonderful look back at 2020. And now, how would you like to share with everybody on what you would like to see in 2021. And we're going to play this for you again at the end of 2021. But what would you like to see yourself accomplish in 2021?
For everyone, for 2021, I think it's imperative that we get more in tune with ourselves. In other words, just being fit, being healthy, taking time to really enjoy the moment and the people around us. That I think it's more important than anything else, because there's so much distraction. There's so much, so many things going on, just to stay healthy, pretty much. Stay healthy and just enjoying the time that you have with your loved ones. That's most important, I think.
Awesome.
That's definitely most important. Everything else will fall in place.
Well, for me, I want to say that you know, I'm going to make some predictions, and we're going to see how they pan out.
All right, Edgar Case.
Year. Yeah, there you go. I remember reading those books. But I will tell you guys this. I feel that in 2021, right now where we stand, we're not sure if Donald Trump is going to even attend the inauguration for Joe Biden. My prediction is that he will. So you've heard it from my mouth first. My prediction is that he will attend. I know there have been a lot of reports that he will not attend, but my prediction is that he will. Also, I'm going to make a prediction that in 2021, life will return to normal by July of 2021. Life will return to normal. There will be no requirement for masks, gloves, or things like that.
Oh, I pray it's true. May it come true sooner. Thank you.
Exactly. So I believe that there will be a return. Some folks are saying, no, it'll be 2022. It is my prediction that it'll be, if not July, even earlier, between April, May, June, July. So that will be second quarter. We are going to look at a return to normal. You've heard it from my lips first. So go back and play this. And I'm going to play it for you all throughout the year, Siobhan.
Yes.
To prove that I was correct. Well, listen, folks, I want to thank you again for being part of this special broadcast. Of course, we got to thank the folks at FixYourFeet.com, Smooth Black, a.k.a. Troy Ballard from out on the West Coast, Rugged Evolution. Their website is RuggedEvo.com. Styling, Stimulating Roots, always because it comes in under styling your hair, but it's Stimulating Roots, R-U-T-Z, R-U-T-Z.com, Stimulating Roots, and the folks at Plug420, if you're looking for CBD or cannabis directory, you definitely want to check out Plug420.com, and to, again, my amazing co-host for the day, I'm going to say, Siobhan. Thank you so much, Siobhan. Any last words you want to leave everybody with today?
Love, peace, and hair grease. Let's keep it going.
All right. Move over, what's his name, who does the big drag race show, RuPaul.
I'm telling you.
Move over, RuPaul. All right, Siobhan. Siobhan's in the house. All right. Thank you, folks. And again, the Hair Radio Morning Show, Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much, and hairradio.com.
I mean, who would wanna hide this? I will never, ever, 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 ever be your side chick. I put the singing single. Ain't worried about a ring on my finger. So you can tell your friend, shoot your shot when you see him. It's okay, he already in my DM. Why men gray till they gotta be gray? Don't text me, tell it straight to my face. I'ma hit you back in a minute. I don't play
pushing like, aye, aye, aye. Why men gray till they gotta be gray? Don't text me, tell it straight to my face. Best friends set me down in the salon chair. Shampoo press get you out of my hair. Fresh photos with the bomb lighting. New man on the Minnesota Vikings. True hurts needed something more exciting. Bum, bum, be dum, be dum, bum, be.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, today I have with us a very special guest. Now, she comes from the world of hair extensions. She's a hair entrepreneur, and it is my honor to bring to the show for the very first time, Linda C. Good morning, Linda.
Hi, good morning, Carrie. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it is my pleasure, absolutely. Listen, we're going to jump right on in, Linda C. When we say hairpreneur, we are really talking about the entrepreneurs who are in the hair and beauty industry. And as part of this brand new limited hair radio series called The Ground Up, it's quite remarkable because this is one of the first that I've ever heard of, a regular broadcast all about hair and entrepreneurship. So, again, welcome to the broadcast, Linda C. from New Jersey.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, so jumping on in. Now, let's talk about your business first. Tell everybody about your hair extension business.
Well, my hair extension business, I could literally say started in the basement of my home. I think a lot of people can relate because, you know, with the overhead and everything. So I started home only because it was more personal to me. And to be honest with you, it was a friend who introduced me into the hair extension business. I actually been wearing hair extensions all my life. From the age of 13.
Sure I heard that correctly, Linda C. Did you say that you've been wearing hair extensions from the... I thought Brandy set a record, but no, move on over, Miss Brandy, from, when she was in the Moesha stage, just for you young folks out there.
Yes, I remember Brandy.
Yeah, so you've been wearing hair extensions since the age of 13?
Yes, I grew up in East Orange, so I used to go
East
to
Orange,
the hair,
New Jersey, that is.
East Orange, yes. New Jersey,
now,
yes, right by Brick Church.
Okay.
And I don't know who's familiar with that, but it's a very popular area.
Well, I'm familiar. I graduated from Scott High School.
Right,
I'm raising my hand. if you heard of Whitney Houston and Dionne Warwick,
yes,
and all that,
that's East exactly. I think Naughty by Nature was on Halsted, and I was on South Clinton. So that's where I grew up. So I used to walk to the hair extension place with one of my girlfriends, and she used to do hair. And it was just kind of like something that she used to try the hair extensions on me because she wanted to be, you know, a cosmetologist. So I was kind of like her guinea pig. So she would braid my hair. Sometimes she would do sew-ins, and sometimes – and back then, remember, the big thing was gluing your hair.
Yes.
So we were very big on gluing hair, and my mom always used to say, your hair's going to fall out. I said, well, at least if my hair falls out, I have my extensions. Nobody will know that's not my hair. So she used to hot comb it, press it down, and, you know, glue the extensions on there. And this is how I started, you know, loving the hair. And every time there was something new that came out, I have to have it. And whether I would beg my mom to say, okay, mom, you know, she said, well, you need to save your birthday money in order to buy those extensions. And back then, the extensions were like $10, $20.
Nice.
And this is before I would put in quotations, human hair was a big thing. It was more so synthetic. And if it was human hair, you know it wasn't, you know, human hair because, you know, of the texture. But to us, that was human hair. And so I used to just wear it all the time, and I felt so beautiful. And back then, I didn't get a perm, to be honest with you, till I was probably 15. So by me hiding under that weave And I felt like a different person, and I absolutely love it. It brought a whole other side of me, and it was the confidence. And you know, growing up with being 13, 14, it's a lot of pressure. So having that, your mom didn't let you perm your hair, everybody in your class perm your hair. So I kind of felt like I was now, you know, accepted, you know. And
wow.
But, I mean, as a young girl, you don't realize how beautiful you are just because – you know, whether you have hair extensions or not. So, I mean, I grew to love it. I grew to, I feel naked without it at times. And I kind of, you know, at times I would say, you know what, one day I'm going to have my own business where I could show women how to properly take care of their hair and how, yes, you don't always have to have your natural hair. You can do a protective hairstyle with hair extensions, and it doesn't have to break your pockets. Or because I know I used to spend a fortune on my hair, and I used to live when I get that birthday money, or, you know, in our Caribbean household, we didn't get allowance. We got money. When we got money, it was just for special occasions. And my special occasion was to save that money to buy my hair extension. And
wow.
That's what I look forward to. So, I mean, you know, I like, even for my prom, I have pictures. I was actually looking at them the other day. I had a little short bob. And my mom said, was that your hair? I said, no, that were hair extensions. And I said, do you remember so-and-so sewed that to my hair? She says, oh, my gosh, you've been wearing it for so long. But you know what? It's part of my life. And I love it. I embrace it, you know, every day. And I want to put it out there for other women to see, you know, that you can build a business. And I had this dream since I was a young child, you know, and
wow.
I didn't know that I wanted to specifically, you know, do that, but it was something to say that I wish I had a store like this when I would go. And you know, a lot of times they were Korean owners, so you would
right.
go in and I would say, you know what, I would do this differently. So I wanted, so that became my vision, and I would have a little sticky pads and notebooks that I would say, okay, so this is what I want to do, because if I can invest my time and my money into this hair extension business, and you know what, I could leave a legacy. So this is why I started. You know, and it's with fear and laziness too, Carrie, because I am my biggest enemy. You know,
why?
Even when I was going to talk to you, I said, well, maybe he'll forget.
No,
and
such luck. We are. We
forget
are,
the conversation.
No, not
so,
at all.
And
well, Linda,
so it's just a fear. Yeah.
Yes. Well, we're going to have you not even think about that today. I'm loving your story. I'm loving this whole thing about the hair extensions, and not just knowing that you have started a new business that promotes, you know, hair extensions and being positive and really setting that out there in the world and as a great example. But I'm just blown away that you started so early on. And the passion kind of was there, and the seed was planted. This is was going to be your life. So, Linda,
yeah.
I want to turn to this. Now, we know this that you are definitely passionate about the hair extension business. That is clear. So, again, I told folks that you're from New Jersey, but maybe you could tell folks a little. Oh, you said East Orange, so that's where you kind
yeah.
of started. But is that where you're based these days?
No, I'm out of West Orange. I moved to West Orange, I would say about, well, my parents lived here before I did, but I think when my daughter was going to seventh grade, we moved over here to West Orange.
And
but,
West Orange is
I've been
a little bit closer to New York.
Yeah.
A lot of folks are over there. It's not far from Montclair and all of that.
No, not at all. We walked
North
there. Not at all.
Awesome. So now I want to know, so we kind of know a little bit about the inspiration. We know about the passion, I should say, but I'm not quite sure about the inspiration. Did mm-hmm. you have someone who particularly inspired you?
So I used to look at pictures of Naomi Campbell all the time, because back then, growing up, she was like the it model. And I knew a lot of it was her hair. And also, believe it or not, I don't know if you remember Kenya Moore on Miss USA, and I saw her, and I said, you know what, she's beautiful, she's gorgeous, and I had all these other women that, you know, were in the industry, and I said, I know, it's not that I'm saying it's not their hair or whatever, especially Naomi Campbell. I said, she's gorgeous, look at that beautiful hair. So I had a lot of inspiration, and plus, I have my girlfriend who I've known for so many years, and she's also in the hair industry, but she's more so on the styling of the hair and promoting, you know, skincare. And then she said, you know what, you love this so much, and you always come here to you know, to do your hair, and you want it a certain way every time. You know, why don't you think about, you know, doing something with it? I said, you know what, the market is so saturated, and I don't think I can survive or even put my foot through that door. And she said, well, you know, if you're not inspired to do it because you've been so passionate for, just go out and just take a chance. The worst that can happen is you don't make it the first time, but the second time around, you'll definitely push it because now you're learning what you did wrong, and then you can move forward. So, I mean, with
very,
you know,
wise,
with,
very wise advice, because
yes,
that is exactly correct.
It is, and you know, with, I have so many, and then plus, you know, you look at the posters, and you're saying that, you know, you want to look like these women. Look at their hair; they're so beautiful, and it may not at times be a positive influence, because a lot of times when we look at someone's hair, we also look at their features, and we think that when we do our hair, we're going to look like that. Like we're,
well, you know what,
and
though,
that's,
Linda, see, that's also the idea when
yes.
marketing folks at these big hair companies and these beauty companies, when you look in the magazine, they find, like, the most beautiful person that they could find to model their
yes.
products, of course, which is it's good business sense. For you
yes,
entrepreneurs, for you hairpreneurs, of course, you want to make sure that your product is being presented the best it can be. And a part of that process, a big part of that process, is finding the models who are going
yes.
to wear those hair extensions
yes.
and wear them well. And so,
yes.
yes, to your point, you know, for all of us, we do kind of envision ourselves. We're not just looking at the beautiful hair, you know, and your beautiful extensions, but we're imagining, oh, I guess I'm going to look just like that picture when when we get these hair extensions in. But that's
oh, definitely.
The whole idea, right?
Yes, and also it's to also inspire other women. It's, and then you look at these women who go through cancer and they go through
yes.
chemo and they lose all their hair and they say that. And I've watched one of my friends go through, and she's passed away since she had lupus.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And she was going through the treatment and she had to shave her hair, and she was a nurse. And she said, Linda, I didn't think how important my hair was until I had to take a razor and shave my own hair off. And she said, I felt like I lost everything. And I said, you know, hair is not everything, but it is a staple. You know, it represents our beauty, especially in the black and brown community, you know.
That's right.
And when we're put out there, if we don't look like that, you know, and so to us, we imagine ourselves to look very different, and then we think that this hair is just the glamour. It's us. It's what makes us. It's us that makes the hair, you know.
That's right.
And
it's, that's right.
And so when she cut her hair off, someone, one of the nurses in the hospital, made her this beautiful wig to wear. So every time she got her chemo, she put her makeup on, she put a wig on, and they would look, she gave her a mirror. She said, look at you. You are the same person that walked out this door and come to work every day with that beautiful hair. So I just felt like that stayed with me because, you know, I loved her so much, and she, you know, eventually stopped fighting because she said she couldn't do it anymore. But I just felt that moment when I had to sit there and watch her shave her hair off and the emotion that it took for her to do that, because it's like everyone said, so what? It's just hair. It'll grow back. But it's part of you, you know.
Well, it's
whether
part of our identity.
Yes, exactly. That is the word that I was looking for.
Wow.
And so, I mean, it's just so many. I've been inspired by so many people, and, you know, and it's like I grew up in the 80s and 90s, and so for us it was so much of getting our, you know, that big hairstyle, and then the 90s came with the braids, and then shortly we started incorporating the sew-ins and all that. So I went through that generation.
And
you
Jersey
know.
Was known as the big
oh,
hair
my
capital
goodness.
Of the country.
Yes. Hello. Yes.
Wow.
So, you know, I had it. I mean, I have the pictures and stuff, and I look at myself. I said, what was I thinking? You know?
Oh.
But at that time, you know, that was it. And so, you know, I just want to pay that forward, you know, and to have that type of business where I'm not just selling hair extension. I want you to feel like this is your beauty, you know, whether you choose to be, and I'm not knocking anyone that has natural hair because I have natural hair, you know, and I say to myself, when I take my extensions off, yes, I feel a weight lift. It has been lifted off my shoulders.
Literally.
And then I get my hair blown out. I'm like, I miss my hair. So I go next week to the hair salon. Like, can you just throw it back in? And she said to me, I know you were going to come back. You weren't going to keep it out that long. So it's just that it becomes part of us, you know.
Well, I'm loving this. Folks, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, this is a very special episode, I have to say, and a very special interviewee. It's my honor to really have her on the broadcast. This is the very first time ever. Her name is Linda C., and we call you a hairpreneur, Linda. You have a wonderful hair extensions business that you have launched out of New Jersey, and this is really for everyone. And I love how you're connecting, literally connecting the hair with what it takes to get started and your advice today and all that wonderful good stuff when you are getting your business going literally from the ground up. So, yeah. Linda, welcome again to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Linda, see everybody. Good morning, Linda.
Thank you so much for having me.
It is great
so
to
excited.
Have you with us. Yes. Well, listen, speaking of which, I want to talk a little bit about taking the first steps as a hairpreneur.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really, what I loved a moment ago, you talked about being kind of pushed on your friends, and, you know, just go ahead and do it. What's the worst case that could possibly happen? And I love that because that is so important. But what's one of the first steps? And I'll tell you as well, I believe one of the first steps, of course, you need my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business.
Yeah.
That's the first step. That's number one. And we're celebrating our 10th anniversary of the book. We'll talk a little bit about that. But also, one of the big things that you want to do, and I always tell folks to do this as well, take about, I say about four, between 4 and 10 websites of the type of business that you kind of envision yourself, you know, to be, or that you see yourself eventually being or becoming, if you will. And that is, you know, you're not copying. We don't want to say copying because you're not copying. We're using this as we were talking a little bit about motivation and inspiration and all that good stuff. Let this kind of, you know, inspire you and kind of put you on the path to kind of knowing how you want the, you know, your business to kind of be, you know, put out there for the general public. So does that make sense, Linda, in terms of...
Yes, like, it does, just, absolutely.
Yeah, and that's important. Social media, the internet. So these are some things that should play a part in, you know, and how to move forward. What are some of the other first things? What's one of the biggest things that you have done or you're looking forward to tackling as part of your hair extensions business?
Well, definitely getting my website up because that is something that is in the back burner, literally, because I find my most difficult task that I find is that finding, you know, getting true and live women for pictures, meaning that I just don't want to just take any picture of a model. I really want you to have that experience that that girl next door that you can connect with, not just, you know, this girl that you've seen on every single magazine or every single hair website, or if you go looking for, you know, those, I forgot the name of the website where you go and grab the pictures. I want natural, like real women. And not to say they're not real women, but the girl next door that you would sell your hair extension to. So at times it is difficult. That's one of my challenges, that trying to build a website that is genuine, you know.
Well,
that,
you know
that,
what? One of the biggest things, just to jump right on in on there, because this is one of the big items that I have always talked with folks who are just kind of, you know, starting their business. And that is that when it comes to like a type of business that you have in which you're doing a hair extensions business, it's my suggestion is this, and this is also for the folks who have just opened up salons and barbershops even, but and to you, it sounds like you're interested in organic organic pictures.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And that's the thing. And with that in mind, what I would suggest is to create and organize a photo shoot. So you want mm-hmm. to begin to coordinate, and in Linda's case, she is already mm-hmm. represented by the amazing Hair Radio. So
yes.
we have to just in full disclosure, we'll put that on out there. So she doesn't
yes.
have to worry about all this. It'll be kind of pulled together. But for you guys out there, what you know, in terms of advice, and this is also in my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, and that's kind of pulling together an organic photo shoot. That means getting everybody from the photographer
mm-hmm.
to the hairstylist, other stylists. If
yeah.
you're not a hairstylist or getting a hairstylist, it's also having your makeup artist, if you're not one in the same or two in the same or what have you,
mm-hmm.
You know, making sure that you have the best photographer in town. And someone
yeah.
who is not a photographer who's just used to taking pictures of still life, if you will, but
yeah.
someone who is understanding of being a hair photographer, who knows how to arrange the lighting and all of that. And those are the pictures that you want to kind of start with, to have organic pictures for your walls, for your website, for your digital media, for your social media, all of that wonderful good stuff. So I think that that's something to bear in mind. And I agree. I think you don't want to just find cookie cutter images
yeah.
of folks that that you had and your products had nothing to do with. You know,
exactly.
that wouldn't translate necessarily the way you want it to be channeled, and we want to see your hair, your actual extensions out there
yeah,
on those beautiful
definitely.
Pictures. Yes, because that'll yeah. be uniquely you, Linda.
Yes,
I think
definitely.
That'll do the
yeah.
trick. Well, listen,
yeah.
I am just thrilled to have you with us, Linda. See, now I've got
I'm very excited.
Is this not fun?
It is very fun. This is my first time ever speaking on the radio.
Really?
And also, yes. And Carrie, you're fabulous. You're such a ball of energy, and I love
Aww.
The positivity. And,
Thank you.
You know, and I feel I'm very blessed.
Well, I think you were the one who
been...
said I was the Oprah of radio.
Yes, you are.
I had hesitation
to call you because I said, this man does not know me from a can of paint, and he's going to say, who is this woman contacting me?
No.
And
I'm
it was
just...
fear. Remember, I called you last pandemic a
well,
year
Well, you
from...
know what?
Yes.
Let me say this, Linda C.
Yes.
We are just thrilled. Not only...
Yes.
have you come on board, but one of the biggest things that I want to say that I think you're helping so many folks out there who are listening to this very broadcast, to this interview right now. And so just remember that. Not only have you been inspired, but you're actually inspiring others. So
yeah.
that's something mm-hmm. to keep in mind. Now, I've got to say, one of the things that I'm also happy to tell folks about is that you're coming to the Road to Healthy Hair Workshop,
yes,
which is
I
our
am.
Live hair event. So
yes.
that is going to be just awesome. That's coming up in August. That's Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So let me just tell everybody as a great reminder, it's August 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. And these days, I've got to tell everybody the year. We've kind of skipped a year or two out here.
We did.
It's happening, yes, this year, 2021. So let me
yes.
repeat that. 2021. Okay, it's the Road to Healthy Hair Workshop. It's a part of our Hair Nation Expo live events. So our website, which has all the details, includes all the information. We're going to tell you everything you need to know. By simply going to www.hairnationexpo.biz, that's B-I-Z, so not .com, it's .biz. So go to www.hairnationexpo.biz, and it'll be complete details for the Road to Healthy Hair Workshop Tour. That's coming up, again, August. It's a Saturday, August 21st, 2021. Sunday, August 22nd, 2021, and Monday, August 23rd, 2021. The hours are from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and that's out at the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City, New Jersey. It's one of the very first ever hair and beauty shows ever in the that's actually on the boardwalk in the history of Atlantic City. Now, for us, we're real excited, and I'll tell you why. We have not just folks who are doing presentations on the inside, but we also have outside, exterior presentations that are happening at that event. So, and for those of you who wish to still take part but not leave home, well, join us virtually. So we've got you covered, indoor, outdoor, or virtually. And tickets are already on sale. Early bird tickets are available at eventbrite.com. You can go to eventbrite.com. So needed to get all that in, Linda.
Yes.
This morning we had to tell everybody all that wonderful
and
good
I
stuff.
Will be there.
Yes.
I'm
which,
so excited.
Well, me too, because that's the whole thing. And again, if you guys are just kind of tuning on in, you're speaking with Linda C. Now, she is running her own brand new hair extensions business, and she's talking to us out of West Orange, New Jersey, which is not all that far. It's in the northern part of New Jersey, which is not all that far from New York City. And I'm just happy. We're saying that she's going to be an actual vendor at the Road to Healthy Hair Workshop.
Mm-hmm.
So how does it feel to be taking your business live to the people, so to speak?
It's unreal. It's unbelievable because, Carrie, I know I've had this conversation with you and with other people that how do you off the ground? It's one in a lifetime opportunity that you cannot miss. Because who's going to invite you? Where? Because in this day and age of 2021, with all this craziness, this pandemic happening, I was looking online on Google to try to find pop-up shows, and nothing was there. And if
that's
you
right.
saw someone that had a pop-up show, it was already too late because they're debuting the pop-up show, and you're watching it either on Facebook or Instagram. So it's done. So I'm really excited that this is happening, and it's a lifetime opportunity. And I think everyone who has a business of health of hair care should it's the road to healthy hair, should definitely take advantage of it, because you never know who's going to be there, and it's great exposure for your business. And I'm super excited. Deep down inside, I'm mortified.
No, you're going to be just fine. You are going to be just fine.
I'm just busting at the seams because I am. It's like every day I wake up, it's exciting. Even when I drive to my job and I sit in the parking lot, which I did often, and say, do I really need to go in there? Because I love helping people, and I'm in the finance industry, but it's not my passion. It warms my heart when I see I'm able to assist them into whatever they need. But
well, the good news is it sounds like that, and this is an important part for hairpreneurs to know. And this is that because a lot of folks, I'm very fortunate, I'm able to work and be part of this amazing hair and beauty industry and have been self-employed for many years. And for folks who are looking to make that transition, but first, you've got to make sure that you have everything set in place and working every day at a responsible position, which is going to may not be the end all for you. And and for many folks, that's not usually the end all, but it is a great resource and something also that will help you with the resources to make your dreams come true.
Of course, you have to work at it every day.
Yes. And I'm grateful as well. I came out of the financial industry briefly for a period of time before I relaunched Hair Radio, and I'm just so grateful because as I was saying the last time we chatted, this is the system that I still use to this day.
Yeah.
So, and you can learn so much from, before you take a leap for yourself. So, you know, it's nothing wrong with that. Be very proud and be grateful that you have that, especially, like you just said, during this crazy pandemic time.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Right?
Definitely.
Well, folks, again, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, we're speaking with Linda C. Now, she's an, we're going to call her a hairpreneur out of the state of New Jersey. She has an amazing new hair extensions business, and we are so excited to have her as part of this amazing new series. It's a limited series that is kind of like a show within the show on the Hair Radio Morning Show, in which we are looking at all the different things that it takes to get a business off the ground. That's kind of like a, it, you know, if you look at it and you know, it can sometimes be overwhelming, right, Linda? But there's times and steps. But the one thing I love about your story, Linda C., you have a great support system. So we're going to shout them out this morning. You have a great support system that really enables and kind of helps you with what's going on and holding down the fort with all that you're doing. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Okay. So, I mean, I'm a mother of three, and
what?
I have a husband.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh,
my oldest is 18. She's going off to college. I call her the mother of the family because when I'm not here, believe it or not, she runs the household.
Wow.
And forget about dad. She runs the household. I can close my eyes, and I could give her exactly what she needs to do. And I know she gets. I know I put a lot on her, but I say to her, I'm prepping you for something that I was not given growing up as a child.
We're going to give her an official Hair Radio shout-out this morning.
Yes. And even before I came on with you today, she said, Mom, you want to review on some talking points? And, you know, just so you know, Mr. Hines kind of, I said, no, baby, I don't want to get overwhelmed. I think what I have in my head right now is okay.
I
just a great support system, and my husband is like my cheerleader, and you know, and I mean, he wasn't always my cheerleader because he was upset that, oh my gosh, you're spending how much on this hair? And he didn't realize. I said, listen, this is what I need to get my hair done. And yes, it costs money. And
but
I said,
you
know,
but this
is
how you make money.
Exactly. And he
said, but he's your biggest cheerleader these days.
He is. And sometimes I sit there and I complain about work, or I'll say, oh my gosh, we have to do something. I need to find a way to get out this job, or this is not my calling. He said, well, your calling is in front of you, so why aren't you doing something about it? You know,
I can't say it anymore. You have, it's like you have tiny little Carrie Hines Hair Radio people with you all the time there in New Jersey. I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving it.
So they've been my support system, my, you know, my extended family, my cousin, and she's also, and my girlfriend, the one that, you know, is always pushing me and telling me, you know, hey, I started my own skincare line. Like, it wasn't easy, but you know, you can do this. You have a passion. I truly, truly have a passion, and it's not just selling hair extension. It's having something of your own, and spreading it out to other people. And you know, and I say to my husband, I would say, this is what I want. I don't only want a boutique or whatever. I want, when you come in, it's like you're coming to see a doctor, okay? Mm-hmm. And you tell me what your dilemma is, and I will do my best to try to solve it. And so that's how I look at it, because I go to these different places, and they're gorgeous, they're beautiful, but the love is not there, you know? And it's to me, it's like, it's very generic. You go in, this is what I want because I researched it. Okay, here you go. Have a nice day. So I want to not only provide a product to someone, but I want to extend that customer service level where, you know, like, I genuinely do care selling you this product, and not only because I want to gain your, you know, you as a customer, but
I want you to be happy, you know. So and so that's why it's passionate to me, because, you know, I have all this help, but sometimes it's hard to kind of be your own cheerleader, because it's hard working on that dream, because you get so frustrated. It's like I could see it at the door, but I don't know if you don't remember this commercial that, or this movie, that when you sit up at the bed and you have a nightmare and the door is right there for you to reach it, but the door is right there, but by the time you run, it's so far away. I don't know if that makes sense to you, Carrie, what I'm saying.
Well, you know what flashed through my mind as you were just saying that. Now, for you guys out there, what really hit my head was The Exorcist. With
yes.
the spinning head. I'm sorry, folks,
yes,
out there. It's just
yes,
awful.
Yes, it's you sit up, and it's like, and sometimes it can be.
And
so
just remind me to give you, to share with you guys my actual story. I've met her literally live and in person. I'll share that with you a little later at some point. But, you know, Linda C., I have to say, I'm just, this is amazing to have you on the show and to be doing this wonderful entrepreneurial series.
I'm honored to be here.
Really? Well, this is where we start to talk about some of the things that folks have tuned in to hear, and that's how to get rich in the hair business. Some of the items that that I wanted to bring everybody's attention to. And it's really the last, you know, as I said, we're closing in on 10 years of my book, which is out there. Again, let me just make sure it's clear. It's called How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. It's Learn the Secrets to Make Money in the Hair Business. And this is really out there on Amazon. It's out there through us. You can get autographed copies if you like. One of the things that I really have talked about is, you know, besides social media and all that other wonderful good stuff, and how to effectively get rich and generate income. But one of my favorite things, well, hold on, I'm on like page, like I think it's like page 50. I'm going to kind of go through here. Yeah, I'm actually looking in the book. Now, this is something, and I'll tell you why, Linda C., it's because when, remember a little while ago we talked about how to get started, and we, you know, it's really important that folks understand the difference between advertising, marketing, and publicity. And I really wanted to make that clear. Now, of course, I go into great detail in the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book. But just for you guys listening out there today, advertising and public relations, I should say like publicity. So what's the difference mainly between advertising and publicity? And that difference is very important. Advertising is when you are putting your message out to the masses, but the masses recognize that it's advertising. We know when we hear a radio commercial that's talking about hair extensions, we know that that is a commercial and that is an advertisement. Publicity, on the other hand, is when you are looking through a magazine and you might see a story that's written about entrepreneurship and starting a hair extensions business. That is publicity. Publicity is free. Advertising costs money to the to the merchant to put their message out. So, you know, there are all kinds of different things. As far as marketing goes, marketing really encompasses all of that, to be honest. It's a part advertising. It's part publicity and sales. All those things fall under the umbrella of marketing. So just a little quick snippet. A whole lot more is in How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, available on Amazon or with us directly here. So does that make any sense, Linda?
Oh, definitely. It makes perfect sense. And it's something that, you know, because you're going in with virtually with your eyes wide shut, and so it's like you don't know what to expect. It's like you're learning, but when you have that, you know, someone literally is holding your hand, which that's what you're doing for me and your book. It's a different experience, because I always say that you don't have to go through certain things to understand or to kind of know. And if it's well explained to you and you apply yourself and you have good guidance, you can definitely make it. And I
always saw the vision, but I didn't know where to start. And it was so much because everybody said, online, Instagram. And I said, you know what? I may be on Instagram, but I don't interact with Instagram. And it was a fear of the, you know, the masses, I would say, of the of how people will welcome you, you know.
Well, I do want to say that social media and the important takeaway from that is IG, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you know, whichever way that you're out there, all of the social media, they're great. They are absolutely great. Mm-hmm. They are free. Mm-hmm. And again, free, I'm doing air quotes because, you know, basically they want something from you, but that's another story. But they do allow us the opportunity to, you know, get a portion of our message out there. And again, I say a portion of our message, whether it be through pictures or videos and things like that, they do allow us to do that. However, the only place to get your entire message across to folks through the internet is with your website. So that is critical. Yeah. Social media is important, but it's just one component. It's just one portion of what you need to know and do. Do not think that, because I've come across a lot of merchants and folks out there in the hair business and others who think that, oh, I'll just put my message on Facebook. Oh, that's all we need. It's free. Well, let me tell you, not a great idea. Not a great idea. It's a great start, and again, it's not the end all. It's a great start and a great supplement and complement to what you're trying to do, but it can never stand entirely alone. And that's an important part, and I talk about it again in the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book, and I'm so happy about that. Again, it's out there. So thanks so much, Linda C., with your own hair extensions business with us.
Thank you.
And this very first part of this amazing new series, From the Ground Up, which I'm so happy to have you with us as a hair entrepreneur. We're calling a hairpreneur.
Hairpreneur.
Linda, before we close out this particular episode, is there anything that you would like to leave us with today?
Yes.
Any thoughts, anything before we close out?
I just wanted to thank everyone for tuning in with Carrie and myself, Linda C., and
thank you.
This is my first show with him, and I'm very excited.
Awesome.
I'm very excited to be hopefully I'll be a regular guest with on Hairpreneur, giving some of some of ideas and some of my ups and downs, and trying to help, you know, the men and women out there that wants to go into this hair industry and they don't know where to start. Or I can share my woes and, you know, with you guys, and also my ups. So
exactly.
With Carrie's guidance, we could definitely push this through. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, again, it's been my pleasure. We have been talking and chatting with the amazing, we're calling you the amazing Linda C., and your wonderful, wonderful hair extensions business. And this is just the beginning. And tune in on a regular basis right here to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show for the very next episode of Hairpreneur.
Hairpreneur.
Yes, we're loving it. All right. Okay, folks, keep it right here. We've got a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us, everybody.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your two feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Hair radio, hair radio, hair radio.
Everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story. And we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest joining us today. She's from the world of business. It is my honor to welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show for the very, very first time, Tara Gregory. Good morning, Tara. Good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome.
Good morning, Carrie. How are you doing, sir? I am so honored and so privileged to finally be on this show. Talk about getting me on here.
A long time, yes.
My schedule has been crazy, but I am just so honored to finally be here talking to you and your radio listeners.
Oh, aren't you kind? Well, listen, I am excited. First of all, it is I who must thank you. You are one of the folks who, when we announced our live events and that we were working on so many different shows, you were one of the very first to sign up as a vendor. So we're so excited that you wanted to do business with our company. We love it. We support you, and we love that you support us at Hair Radio.
You've always been,
and even when I am on social media from time to time, which I think I must live on social media as far as our fans are concerned, but I love it because you, Tara, you share our postings, you share our messages, you like what we put out, and it means so much, and I just wanted to say thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome. Oh, my gosh, absolutely. I am one of those that is really big on supporting one another, especially within our culture. I don't know what it is that we struggle to do that. So many of the cultures will band together, and they will push and support one another, and we have to change that stigma. We have to get band together and be able to support, promote, push. Everything is not about a dollar. A lot of times it's just a phone call, it's just a post, or doing what I'm doing now, just support somebody else's business, support their vision. We have to do better as a people, and if I have to be the one to step out there and do that and be the example, by all means, I'll do it.
Well, you have done just that. So, and that puts you on our radar here at the Hair Radio Morning Show and at Hair Radio, the company. So I'm so excited. Now, I've got to say, Tara Gregory, just to have you on the show, I want to talk about your business for a moment. Then I'm going to get into why we brought you here this morning. But first, let's find out a little bit. Now, give us I remember you were doing Iris Batch of Nature. So tell us a little bit. And did I pronounce it right?
Yes.
Give us tell us a little bit more about it, all that you're doing.
Okay, so just in a nutshell, the name of the company is Ayers, A-Y-U-R, apostrophe
Ayers,
S.
Okay. Yes.
Yes, Ayers Batch of Nature, LLC. I started this company about 7 years ago, and just to give you just a really quick background, I am in my 50s. I just turned 51, and as I got older.
Congratulations. Happy birthday.
Thank you. As I got older, I just realized that my hair started changing. I was natural, and, you know, I was using the products on the shelves, and not to take anything away from them. You know, my hair was moisturized and shiny and looked cute, but for some reason, it just kept shedding. It kept thinning. I was losing my crown. I could not understand what was going on, and nothing on the shelves helped me as far as that issue. So I started researching, and God blessed me to come up with this concoction after I researched for an entire year. Point number one, whatever you're doing in business, research, research, research.
Yes.
Hone in and master whatever it is you're out there producing or doing. So it took me about a year. I came up with this formula, and it changed my life. So I have a product line that is geared towards problematic hair issues. So it's not just about moisturizing and making your hair shiny. If you really have some serious hair issues going on, I have these products that are solving the breakage, the shedding, but especially alopecia. And I've realized, Carrie, what was happening to me really was aging hair, and there's nothing on the market unless you go and get that Keranique and all that kind of stuff. And what I have is chemical-free, drug-free. It's all natural. It's all organic. No steroids, and it works better than those chemicals you see on TV, if not better. And the products started working so well that Macy's reached out to me. Now, listen, I didn't have money for Macy's. I knew that. But somehow they got wind of the products. Make a long story short, they asked for some samples, and I sent it to them, and they did their little testing, talked to the board or whatever.
Yeah, right.
3 months later, they called me and were like, how fast can you get here? And we
launched
in Macy's. I'm in retail stores. Yes, and I'm now partnering with the Cancer Treatment Centers of America to help those that are on chemotherapy bring back their hair naturally with no chemical, because they're already dealing with the radiation. So you don't want to put a chemical product on top of what you're already dealing with. So these products is really making a difference for those that's suffering with chemical damage. My hair is now past my bra strap at 50 years old because I can't see my own products. So that is really the backdrop of the products. Also, there's a lot of black hair care products out there. And, of course, mine has the oils and butters. But I took it a step further when I started researching and infusing Indian Ayurvedic herbs into the product.
Wow,
that
really? How? Tell us about that. That's interesting. So Indian herbs, tell us.
Yeah, so Indian herbs are your henna, amla, hibiscus, marshmallow root, burdock root. These are herbs that Indians have been using for years, I mean centuries, and we just didn't know about it. And hair is hair, so if it worked for their hair, it'll work for our hair. And these herbs are proven.
And I've never seen a person of that, the original folks here in America.
No.
Have no hair. I've never seen one with your hair.
Jet black, down to their behind, and no gray.
Exactly.
These herbs are slowing down gray.
Wow.
And making your hair grow like weeds and make it strong as steel. If you ever see Indian men and women, their hair is long.
Of course, everyone.
At 70 and 80.
And up.
They have been using these herbs for centuries.
Now, Tara, how can folks get these products, please?
Okay, so they can visit Ayers Batch of Nature.
I'm raising my hand, by the way. Tell us one more time. Give us that site once again. I interrupted you there.
Ayers Batch of Nature, AYURSBATCHOFNATURE, batchofnature.com. You can also find me on Etsy, which is an e-commerce platform for handmade businesses. It's the number one platform out there. So I'm on Etsy. I'm on Amazon as well. You can find us in select retail stores. And all you have to do is really Google the company.
And I'm hoping you'll bring a few of these products to my store at HAIRadio.com soon. We're going to hold you to that now.
I would love to. Free shipping on me.
Yes, this is going to be absolutely awesome. And I've been telling, you know, Tara, this is the kind of thing where we've got, like you said, we've got to support each other. So I'll be following up with you very, very soon on that.
Yes.
Now,
yeah,
one
I
of
make
the
everything myself. Yes.
You
I
make
everything.
Wow.
Yeah,
now that
the warehouse. About 30 days ago, I started this company in my house. We outgrew the house. We had pallets coming to the house, and my husband was like, I think you need a warehouse. So we launched into a warehouse because I am determined to manufacture these myself. I had manufacturers reach out to me, and they already, they tell you, you know.
I am reaching out to you. Yes.
And
because
I want them to dilute the formula, so I will continue to manufacture these myself. So I have my own manufacturing and distribution right here in Maryland.
Well, you know what? We're going to be talking with you about that because I have some companies, including ourselves, and we're looking for that kind of distribution outlet where we don't have to house it here and, you know, and necessarily make up batches in our bathtub type thing. So we want to definitely, we'll continue this conversation. Now, one of the big things that, you know, let me just remind everybody before we move along, if you guys are just tuning in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest with us today, and she's on the line. It is my honor again to welcome her to the airwaves for the very, very first time. Tara Gregory, yes, good morning, Tara, good morning.
Yes, good morning, everybody.
All right.
Good morning.
Yes, and again, Ayers Batch of Nature. I'm just loving all of this wonderful information today. Now, one of the reasons I wanted to definitely invite you this morning onto the broadcast is because you, the only person that I, well, you know what, okay, yes, we've had on Alelia Bundle. So she is the great-great-granddaughter of Madam C.J. Walker. So, of course, and she's a good friend of ours here at the Hair Radio Show. So, yes, she's been with us. But outside of her, so you're like one of the very first who we get a good accounting of at least some of the grounds around the amazing estate that was once the estate called Villa Luaro, which belonged to Madam C.J. Walker here in New York, which is, I'm located in New York State as well. I'm in New York City and New York. And so her, tell us a little bit, if you will. And, well, you know, we can we can give you some background. This is the Villa Luaro, formerly known as the Annie Epoth or Annie Poth home is a 34-room, 20,000-square-foot mansion located at Fargo Lane and North Broadway in Irvington, New York. That's about 30 miles north of New York City, so about a half hour away from where I'm located here in Brooklyn. Now, it was built from 1916 to 1918, and she died like in 1919. That was a year after it was they finished it somewhere, and was designed in the Italianate style by architect Wertner Tandy for Alelia Walker. Again, she is, Alelia Walker is the daughter of Madam C.J. Walker. And so, and the Alelia, our friend Alelia Bundles, who was named after Alelia Walker, Madam Walker's daughter. But so now tell us, Ms. Tara Gregory, what did you see? I want to hear the whole story about walking up to Madam C.J. Walker. Well, first of all, before you get there, what inspired you to go visit to, were you making a special trip to see Villa Luaro?
Oh,
and if so, what inspired you to do so?
So let me just take 30 seconds, literally 30 seconds to say this. I had no idea who she was in my teens. I remember, you know, Black history, you know, you read about all these people. And
a little
like,
bit,
oh,
right.
Nice. So I heard of her. And even when I launched my company, I still didn't really know about her. And I didn't realize that I was actually walking into her footsteps until probably about maybe 5 years ago. I had no idea.
Wow.
She built her own manufacturing company, became a self-made millionaire. You got to watch the movie Self-Made. And she built this mansion herself with the first Black architect in New York. A lot of people may not
know.
That's
right.
He designed it. And this house is phenomenal. Oh, my gosh. So I was in New York about maybe 2 weeks ago. I was on a yacht party with this guy called Mitt. Find him on Facebook, Instagram. He does this every month, an amazing yacht party. It's actually a business expo that he does. And so I decided to go there. I had about maybe three people with me, our team. And I don't know, I was on this boat, and I just kept thinking about, you know, this mansion, thinking about her and just how blessed I am to actually be doing what I'm doing. I just couldn't believe it. And I'm sitting there on this boat, and I said, you know what, I think I'm going to visit her house. You know, I've seen the movie. I've read about her. You know, I now know about her. I think I want to see this in real life. So we get off the boat and we get to the hotel, and I tell the team, you know what? We're going to Madam C.J. Walker's mansion. And they're like, we're what? I said, yes, we are. Get dressed. We're going. And we got up about maybe 8 o'clock in the morning. Are we having breakfast? No, we're going straight there. And I'm thinking, because I don't really know New York like that, but I love New York. It is truly my second home. I'm there a lot. There's no place in the city like New York. Let me just plug that out.
True.
So I Googled it, and I realized we were in Upper Manhattan somewhere, on 23rd Street and something. And I Googled it, and it was literally 30 minutes away. I'm thinking it's like 2 hours, 30 minutes away. So we jumped in the car and go all through this expressway or whatever. And then the whole community changed. It's nothing but rows and rows of mansions. I could not believe it. So we're driving up, and we come across this house. And I see the sign, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, but it's right there on the street. This can't be it. And so I saw they have a post there, like a little plaque thing in the ground. And it says, you know, welcome to Madam C.J. Walker's estate. And they give, you know, her little backdrop. And I looked at them. I said, this is it. Park the car. So we parked the car, and it's gated. You can't just walk in. I mean, they have chains and everything on there. And I'm like, okay, we didn't make no appointment. This is spare the moment. So we get out the car. And the whole thing is gated. She has a driveway that's gated and a gate around her whole house. So we're standing in the middle of traffic trying not to get hit, trying to take pictures and, you know, do drive-by shots. And there was a groundsman there. Oh, my God, he was incredible. And he came out. I guess he saw me out there like, what is she doing? So he came out there and he said, who are you? And I told him, you know, who I was, and my husband blessed her. So, oh, you know, she has her own hair care company, and she just wanted to come up here and just, you know, see the person that did it. You know, she's just fascinated with her. And he was like, really, how would you like to come in? And my jaw dropped. And I said, really, you would do that? He was like, absolutely. I said, okay. So,
we're in.
I'm like, get the camera ready because we don't want to. As he's unlocking the gate, and when he opened those gates, oh, my, there was a sense of, you know how you walk
history.
Into something, and even though you're walking into her history, it's like a preview for you. And I'm
yes.
And as soon as I walk through the gate, I'm like, oh, my God, is this what I'm walking into for me? You can't help but think that. So I'm walking into
wow.
this gate. It is phenomenal. And when I say, so the doors are locked. You know, first of all, I'm going up the steps. And
yes.
as I'm stepping up the steps, Carrie, tears are streaming down my face. Not so much because I'm doing what she's doing, but you are standing on the ground.
Where, yeah,
of the
person
true. Who fought and struggled and went through all she went through, all the ups and downs and hurdles that she went through that we now don't have to face as a beauty brand company.
Exactly.
It just overwhelmed me to know that all her sweat, blood, and tears got her to this moment, and here's the proof. It's one, Carrie, it's one thing to read it in the textbook, but it's another thing when you step and stand flat-footed in history.
Wow. There
was no feeling like it to see what this woman had accomplished. And what really stood out
And at that period, at yeah. that period in time, it's not like she had social media. Her
she
Facebook and Twitter was her 2 feet.
Uh-huh.
You know.
And she is actually the role model and the example of ambition because she talks
Absolutely.
About how, you know, you have to work hard and believe in your dream. And when you
oh,
read
absolutely.
Her story and read her book, you see the struggles that she
yes.
went through. And standing there at that mansion, it just showed me how far we can go as black people, as a black brand. And I just hope that my company makes her proud. You feel her presence. You, when you stand there, you feel like you can conquer anything because look at what she did. So we took pictures on the steps. And there's this white, I can't even explain it, like some kind of white clay pot thingy. She bought this years ago, and it is still there. So you can't go in the house, but there's no drapes, Carrie. So we took pictures, you know, we're peeping through the room. And do you know a lot of her original artifacts and furniture is still in this house?
Still there? Wow.
You can actually take your camera video, and you can actually click pictures because there's no curtains. We walked around the back because I said, let's go. It was like, through the grass, come on, let's go. So we walked around the back, and if you ever see the pictures or her movie where she did her she actually lived in this house for a year before she died. She built it, and she lived in there for a whole year.
That's
and
right.
When she got sick, and she really didn't say anything, she got sick, she decided to hold this convention for all these women that were really distributors of her products. And she has them all lined up in her back, all on the vestibule, all on the grounds, all around the pool. So I walked around, and to stand there, and it's like you just, history just stopped. Everything is still the same. And all you have to do is just imagine those women standing there because everything remains the same.
Wow. Well, I am blown away.
And they have kept this property and preserved it like no other. Oh, my God. It's beautiful. And so Sundial has bought this company. Sundial is a company.
Right, Sundial Brands, yeah.
Moisture. And they bought this company, and I've been following them. So anybody that's interested, follow them because they actually bought this company, and they're going to turn it into a business hub for women to help women entrepreneurs.
Exactly, and that's exactly what I discovered. And I love that because, you know, anything associated with Madam C.J. Walker is all about women empowerment. And you know,
in her will that her property was to be used for African Americans as far as anyone living there, used it for businesses. It was to benefit the community of black entrepreneurs. It is in her will. That's why no other culture could ever get it. It's in her will that her
she
was going to die, and she knew that once she died, she wanted this place to now benefit people for years and centuries to come. And her dream is coming to fruition. Look at what is happening with Sundial. Yeah.
Exactly.
And nobody else can get their hands on it.
Exactly. And I have to tell you, I know for a fact that had it not been for the Madam C.J. Walkers, the Annie Malones, Sarah Spencer Washingtons, even for us guys, and there are a lot of guys out there in the hair and beauty business, let me just say that and giving them rightful respect, but without these women, I wouldn't be here today carrying on walking in the paths that they have ushered in.
Yeah, and we're obligated. How can we see what they struggled and built.
Exactly, exactly.
And not take on the mandate to carry that mantle. That's why they did it. So that we can now be successful. We can't be lackadaisical. We have to step up and give it everything we got. We can't let go and finagle and just be lazy. We can't do that.
Exactly, exactly. The secret, exactly. It has always been for us to band together. I mean, it's really not rocket science. It's just working together and supporting each other, as you said at the top of this. I just shared your amazing video onto my Facebook page. You can go to Carrie Hines Facebook page, and I will continue to support and put you out there.
Yes.
Tara Gregory, my friend, and we just want to make sure and have everybody know that you'll be at our very next live hair event coming up soon. We'll keep you guys informed. You can go to hairnationexpo.biz to find out about that. And again, we want to send folks to your website, Ms. Tara Gregory. Tell everybody again how they can find Ayers Batch of Nature products and so much more that you're connected with.
It's AyersBatchOfNature.com. You can find us on Etsy. You can find us on Amazon. And even though I have a warehouse. I actually have a retail store in the warehouse. So if you ever decide to visit us in Maryland, that address is 2105 Emerson Park Road, Suite 101, Edgewood, Maryland, 21040. And give me a call. My phone number is 443.
Ah, that's the record there. Okay.
0998.
Awesome. Listen, I am super hyped. So this is going to be fantastic, Tara. So listen, we're going to continue to follow you here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're going to hope you come back real soon. And we'll do another sit down.
Anytime.
All right. I am loving it. And I hope you guys had a first, we're going to say a first row seat all about Madam C.J. Walker's wonderful, wonderful mansion, Villa Nuaro. So, yes, I'm going. Folks, keep it right here. Thanks again for being with us, Tara. Folks, keep it here.
Thank you.
Oh, you got it back at you. We've got a lot more to get to this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Keep it right here.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
It's time to rise and shine with The Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It's Wednesday morning, September 8th of 2021. It's our broadcast show number 607, show number 607. And if it's Wednesday, if it's 8:30 in the morning out of New York, we're welcoming the one and only Smooth Black, a.k.a. Troy Ballard. Good morning and welcome back to the show. Why do I feel like it's been a long time? Good morning.
Good morning, because it's been a long time, Carrie. You know, time ain't waiting on nobody.
It really doesn't. I'm like, geez, it feels a little, I'm like, geez, because you always check in with us. So when we don't, for whatever reason, if we're not on a Wednesday or something, then yeah, it feels much longer when we do come back. So listen, I want to catch up with you. There's a lot of things going on. We are still working on getting you out here to the East Coast. You guys out there know that Smooth Black is out in sunny Southern California while we have all the storms here on the East Coast.
I'm praying for you guys.
You know, I have to say, because they probably mentioned it a little bit on the news out there, but let me tell you, we have had some horrific weather, and this is something that we've never had. You know, we don't get these kinds of things, and it is not a little tiny storm. You know, it's like major. It's been major. I'm not going to go into the horrible parts of it. It's been a little crazy out here. So
yeah,
we can certainly relate. Well, yeah, we had the floods, and I mean, just a lot of people died. It's sad, you know, so... but the good news is people are still resilient and they're pulling together and trying to make it through.
they're still, believe it or not, they're still kind of cleaning out all these things, you know, and we, you know, it's crazy, but you know what, we're going to persevere, and that brings me to, right, and that brings me to this point with you. You always bring us some inspirational words in the morning whenever you come to the Hair Radio Morning Show. So can we please kick off for all the folks who are going through things on this Wednesday morning? We need the encouraging words of Smooth Black. Can you take it away with some great thoughts?
Well, you know, first of all, I always say, Father, I thank you for waking me up this morning, Lord, and starting me on my way. You know, every day I aspire to do something great for somebody. When we learn to esteem others higher than ourselves and, you know, be able to become a servant, then you'll become the greatest. So I thank God for a humble spirit and allow me to see another day and, you know, put a smile on somebody's face. You know, life is, we're living in a time right now where people are hurting. And, you know, this nation and the world and everything that's going on today, I always encourage people, if you don't know Jesus Christ, you'll never know peace. But if you know Jesus Christ, you'll know peace. And when you find peace within your heart and peace within yourself, you'll find that everything is going to be all right. And life is but a journey, and we're just sojourners here, and this is really not our home. But while we're here, we need to find heaven right here on earth. And again, that goes back to having a peace of mind. So I pray God would just renew right spirits in us and create us clean hearts. And Lord, on this morning, Lord, let somebody know that you love them, you know, so, and remember all you need is love. So on today, I encourage to live every moment, laugh every day, and love beyond words. So Carrie, I thank you for an opportunity just to share, you know, God is great. Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness. Amen. Wow. You go in. Let me tell you, lovely words. They really are lovely, and I listen to every syllable, and we take them to heart here on the show. So I have to tell you, well, thank you. Thank you very much. And you know what? This is what we have to do more of. And I'm trying to get to that point where we're able to do these and get on our 24-hour network where we can have the streaming. So, folks, you know, these inspirational words, one of the reasons I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, East Coast time. Yeah, that's like 1 o'clock in the morning when you're just getting to bed, I'm sure, some nights. I'm sitting up here literally waking up to do the show. Because what I realized a long time ago, Mr. Troy Ballard, is that folks need and appreciate somebody getting up, doing work, and preparing for them with all that we're doing and going through in life, and just passing along, like you said, a smile, a greeting, you know, some well wishes in the morning. It means a lot to folks.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna park it there. I do want to start with you on this wonderful coloring and winter care. I mean, you do everything in terms of the hair, you know, doing hair services. So can we start there? Can we talk a little bit about what to expect for the fall? Is it in the fall and winter time that your hair is kind of drying out and does it have an effect of when they leave from your chair, what do they need to do to preserve their hair care or their style, I should ask?
Well, Carrie, you know, I'm here in Southern
yeah,
Southern
that's
California,
right. You're you can't relate.
No, actually,
I forgot about that. Okay,
you're
not out here. Yeah.
You guys get four seasons. We get sun.
Yeah, that's true.
And, you know,
that's true.
One thing about California, I can go to the beach and go to the mountains and go to the desert one day. So
that's true. But it is hot out there. Let me tell you guys, if you have not been out there where, you know, where Troy is, it is super duper warm. I'm going to leave it at that. Wow. So, so I'm asking about fall and winter care, but what about the color? Even if you start there on the coloring tip, should they go and what do the people up there in California change? You know, I know you don't have the seasons, but do they do the coloring around this time of the year? What do you guys do out there? That's a good point.
Well, one thing I do is I incorporate color in my clientele. You know, I always let my clients know if it's dull or dry and needs some life and need to be more resilient, more vibrant. Then I tell them, let me give you a color enhancement. So it's how you market yourself during the season. I mean, most stylists, when I look at a ticket, you know, from the cut to the coloring or if they get in the relaxer, depends because most of my clients I maintain. And once you become one of my clients, you know, you either I see them weekly or biweekly, but I'm in total hair care. But what I found out is that, you know, throughout the years of, you know, being a stylist, yeah, things are seasonal. It's like when you wear white, when you wear, you know, warm colors, cool colors, tones. So it goes all in that.
Okay.
But again, to each individual, my clientele, you know, some like highlights, some like to go light, some are dark, you know, it depends on, you know, them. But coloring is, you know, it should be, you know, as often as you can sell it, you should try to market it. But, you know, it's just about coloring, making it vibrant, making it pop. And, you know, in the summertime, you know, that's when you pre-lighten the hair and then deposit another color on, whether you're using a red, a green, or, you know, just the different hues that are going to come up. But as a creative hairstylist, man, I've never stopped coloring. Winter, summer, spring, or fall, I just try to keep it trendy. You know, some people follow trends. I want to be a trendsetter. So, you know, everything that comes out of my chair, you know, back in the day was another ballot creation. So as long as the stylist is that's it. If the stylist is creative and have, you know, creative juices, they should never, you know, most stylists I know, I tell them we're recession-proof, you know, because we're in a business where we provide a service to make people look good. And you attract professional people like the doctors, the lawyers, the people who are every day out in public and they need to keep a certain look. So I try to, you know, keep them on a regular maintenance. And when they're away from me in my chair, I also retail my product that I use. I am a Laron Total Hair Care.
You're an educator for them. Yeah, that's right.
And, you know, I retail my clients everything except the relaxer, but the shampoos, conditioners, finishing styling agents, creams, that I try to put it in their hand. I'm like the doctor. You know, when you're in my chair, I'm going to write you out a prescription. And these are things that you need to take with you when you're not being seen by me. You know, I carry a professional line. It costs a little bit more money, but the benefits of it is that we promote healthy hair. And the
well, we got to spell it for everybody, Troy, because I know we pronounce it Laron, but spell it for everybody so that we can, you know, for someone to look it up.
It's L-A-R-A-N. It stands for Larry and Randy. The CEO of the company named it after his two brothers that passed away. Mr. Lorenzo.
Wow.
Wanda Griffin. Yeah, so Laron came from Laron, from Larry and Randy, his two brothers that passed away. And it is
what a wonderful way to keep their memory alive.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes. Yeah. But it's also a multicultural product line that can be used across the board. I mean, I love it. I've been, yes, sir.
Wow. And that's, I have to say, though, because I know a lot of products, they may not be marketed for multicultural purposes, so I love hearing that. That means that just about anybody, you know, can use it, if not everybody. So thank you for that. And we got to get these folks on, too, one of these days. You know, I would love to have them because I've heard so much about them, and I understand and appreciate you always coming on and talking about Laron products and so forth. So, you know, we'll have to talk more about them. I love that. So now back Yeah, back to you, Smooth Black. Folks, if you're just joining us, we are talking to Smooth Black, a.k.a. Troy Ballard. You guys know him. He's already set up Smooth Black, Inc. out on the West Coast. You are known, we just talked a lot about coloring, but you are known, of course you're known for these incredibly defined cuts, which I have witnessed looking at all these amazing videos from coast to coast and all that. But this is what mm-hmm. seems to be your trademark, even though, yes, you do everything in hair care. Let me just put it out there, family hair care across the board. But it looks like, as you were talking a few minutes ago, it made me think, I could see where you would have a whole bunch of professional. This is how we envision the professional woman to look, if you will, with these beautiful, sharp, short cuts that look like the only thing they're missing is a briefcase. So that's the way it looks to me. So is that kind of true? Do you get a whole bunch of wonderful clients who are interested in that super professional look? You know, because I would imagine everybody, you know, they see a wonderful, you know, short style, and they'll say, where'd you get your hair done? And they say, Smooth Black, you know, Troy Ballard. You've got another client. So is that what happens?
Oh, yes. You know, everything that walks out of my chair is a signature, you know, and I try to detail it to my clients to give them the best look that they can have. And then I try to teach them how to maintain that look, because when they're away from my chair during the week, you know, they still represent me. I look at each one of my clients as a marketing tool, you know, and if you get your cut right and you get your color right, you're going to get your money right, Carrie. You know, there's a lot of cosmetologists, but a lot of licensed cosmetological entrepreneurs out there.
Yes.
They really, after years and years, they still cannot cut. Style. You know, we can style it. We can make it look good. But what happens when the curls fall? You know, and your client maintain that look? You know, I can do one of my clients, and I see them a week later, and they learn how to take care of that hair. That hair looked like it's freshly done, and I'd be like, "Who did your hair?" But it looks good, you know. So if you're still getting compliments after 2.5-3 weeks and your hair hasn't been done, and people still think like it looks great, and you be like, I need to wait till I get it done, you know. It's been 3 weeks and I'm still getting compliments. But, you know,
that
so if
amazing.
You got a great cut, you have the shape, you got the symmetry, and you got the balance. So when all the curls fall, you know, if you got a great cut, you're supposed to wear it with no curls. It just looks good. But if you curl it, it just enhances it. It just makes it look even more better. But, you know, you know, like I say, iron sharpens iron. My clients attract clients. So, you know, I always encourage, if one of my clients will leave me to another state, they'll ask me, do I know a stylist in another state? I said, well, I may not know nobody, but if you observe and, you know, you're surrounded and if you see someone who has a great cut or a color or, you know, you go and approach them and ask them about their stylist. I mean, because if you have a look that I like to desire, then yes, I want to know, you know, who did it? Where can I get it done at? So, you know, that's why I say your clients are advertisement. You know, don't get it.
I love it.
It worked for me. Yeah.
I love it. Wow.
You know, when you do something fabulous, Carrie, you give them a stack of cards and a day's ride. So could you just walk through the mall for me?
Oh, my God. How do you come up with all these ideas? Smooth Black, my gosh. Wow. Okay. I'm loving it.
For young stylists out here, you know, it's about trying to brand your name and, you know, getting yourself out there. Because what's going to make me different between, say, if I'm in a solo salon where everybody got their private suites, or I'm in an open bay where all the stylists are being seen and all the work is being seen, what makes you different? What makes you stand out, you know, and why would you want someone to come sit in your chair? You know, because most stylists are, what do you have to offer me, you know? Because I can enhance that color. I can correct that color. I can give you a great cut. I can give you a new look. You know, just give me a chance. Because when I approach a woman with my business cards, you know, I'm looking at potential income. but not just one time. I need you for a lifetime. So, you know, things I try to teach is not just building but maintaining that clientele where you can make enough money to live, you know, and learn how to pay bills and business besides just paying bills but learning the business portion of the our industry, you know, to create
absolutely
that, business capital and you know, and get your net worth up, you know, because I'm getting older. And as I get older, Carrie, I realize my time, you know, I got a long way to go, but a short time to get there, you know, so I'm trying to leave something for my children. You know, that's why I'm trying to get the book finished and, you know, with Smooth
Smooth Black Ink. We're talking products. We are talking books. We are talking appearances. And the legacy that you are, you know, your wonderful children are going to benefit from long, long, long time from now. You know, I'm going to say it. We right here at Hair Radio, you are a partner to this business. I'm just going to let the folks know we love you out here. You have helped us tremendously. We wouldn't even be here still broadcasting if it wasn't for the largesse of Smooth Black Ink. And you are one of our legacy supporters who have helped me tremendously, personally as well. So we love you very much and your whole family. And you never have to worry about legacy as far as we're concerned. Let me just go ahead and say that. There was one thing I didn't want to mention to you, and this is about, you know, I didn't want to say it for the folks out there, you stylists who have not been able to perfect the cutting techniques. How do they perfect cutting? I don't, like you said, they go their whole careers and may not be, you know, great colorists, if you will. Same thing for cutting. Why is that? Yeah. Is it a myth? I mean, is this a myth or is there some truth to the stereotype that we're not the greatest of cutting in our community? What can you speak to this, Troy Ballard?
Oh man, you know, I live a cut life. You know, I believe everybody can cut. It's like cooking, you know. But the more you cook, the better you get. You know, and the more you cut, the better you're gonna get. So, you know, I always encourage people, get a mannequin head, you know, learn the angles, 30, 45, 90, 0 degrees, and, you know, learn how to put that thing together, you know, get the balance in it and, you know, be able to shape it to the person's face. Every haircut don't look right on everybody, you know, so you got to be able to determine, you know, what's going to look great for your client, whether they're long, medium, or short. You know, long layers, you know, give it that body, unless it's just long and you got just nothing but a plumb bob, just nothing but hair that's long and beautiful that just hangs. Or when you get the medium cuts and you start going into the bobs, the asymmetrical bob, the A-line bob, the, you know, it's so much you can do. But once that cut is right, man, it's that's when that hair moves and you can see the beauty of it. And, you know, that's what I'm known for. For cutting, and I'm a precision cutter, so you know majority of the time is going to be doing that haircut, because when I get the cut right, the hairstyles itself, you know, you ain't even got to be a great stylist. You get the cut right, you can bump some curls and that hair going to move and behave the way it's going to because of the cut. So you know, so that's my niche, you know.
Well, I'm loving it.
Everybody can't cut, Gary, and
once you're but once you develop those techniques and harness that, you know, and that leads to big, I'm going to tell you out there, but you certainly can improve the bottom line for your professional stylist. And folks do want to be able to do this also. So it's about getting that education as well as the experience and gaining that. Well, I am so proud of you.
Okay, you know, I always tell people, you got to, you know, knowledge is supposed to be sold and not told. And once you go pay for something, you appreciate it more than someone just giving it to you. Because now I have to go out here and earn it. So if I spend $300 to $400 on a haircutting class, I expect to go back and, you know, if I learned a new cut, I can give myself a raise and make my money back that I spent on my education just from perfecting that haircut. You know, one.
Now,
one
what
of the
about the equipment, though? Do you need the right scissors and all of that?
Because right now I have a shear line that's coming out. Smooth black shears. They're going to be black, and everything. I got the combs that I cut with. Everything that I use, I want to make available to all the students or other cosmetological entrepreneurs that are interested in to learn what I do. So I'm trying to revamp my haircutting videos. They're timeless. But once you see it, you can grab the concept of it. And I always tell people, what you learn from me, take it, add to it, and make it your own, you know, and run with it.
Absolutely. And let me say the right shears. Okay, that's the correct word
out there. You cut paper with scissors.
It's paper, exactly. Oh, boy, yeah. I said I would get a smack on the hands for that one. Listen, I have to say, Troy Ballard, we just so appreciate you here sharing your words and talking and telling everybody how to be positive and just great hair care tips. And you help the professionals out also. And you're one of the few who come on our show, and you literally can speak to both sides. And we appreciate that right here. So each Wednesday, we want you here. Let me just say we're going on. This is show, you know, we're going towards show number 700. Well, soon.
Right.
So please, please, please stay with us. Now, also, please just, you know, we have a big week ahead, but can you just take us out with something really good? And then next week we'll be back. We have some other stuff that we want to get into as we kind of move through September as well. Now, let me ask you before you go, do you know, are you guys out there, are the kids back in school? Do you get a bump in folks coming to the shop around this time of the year in the fall where kids here in the East Coast, they head back in September? Or does your clientele not necessarily change all that much?
No, I'm truly blessed, Kay. My clientele is that's the only way I'm able to survive today. You know, I always tell them if I don't cut hair, I don't eat. So this is not a game. It's not a hobby. It's something that I take seriously.
No, it's real life.
And, yeah, I mean, because, you know, I haven't had a W-2 since 1992, Kay. I've been self-employed. God has been good to me. So the only other income that I've ever made since I got out of the military is by cutting hair. And that's the only thing I've done for the last 30 years, Kerry, is just stand behind that chair, raise my children and my family. And, you know, I'm just looking to press on. You know, Smooth Black got to leave out of here like Vidal Sassoon. You know, I want to be known.
You are. Well, listen, I think you can give them a run for their money already. So please, Smooth Black, thank you so much. You go ahead, lead us on out for this week, sir. Take it away, Smooth Black.
Well, again, I always say, Father, I thank you, Lord, for just allowing me another time just to share words of wisdom, encourage the people, Lord. Lord, we need you today, Lord, with so much going on in our lives, Father. Let us not forget that you are our source, Lord. Matthew 6:33 says, first seek ye the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God already knows what you have need of before you ask. Just learn to seek him. Develop a prayer life. And all you're doing is when you're praying, you're getting a relationship with the Lord and you're encouraging yourself. And remember, you got to love yourself first before you love anything else, because charity starts at home and that charity is love. So you got to love yourself in order to show love. So I encourage everybody, love somebody, love on them, give them a hug, give them a smile, let them know that everything is going to be all right. Today is just another day that the Lord has made, and we learn to rejoice and be glad in it. So, Kerry, I thank you for your show. Continue to broadcast to us and for us, sir.
Thank you.
And you are a beacon and a light, and we appreciate you.
Thank you. God loves
you, and I really do
much.
Appreciate you, too, cuz. So it's on.
Well, back at you, all that.
All right.
I will. Well, with your help, we're going to stay encouraged. Now, listen, this is our new outro. You mentioned it. So, folks, we'll see you back here next week. Make it a real good hair radio day. And remember,
Amen.
We're back in the morning with an all-new broadcast of a regular hair radio morning show. Have a good day. All right, thank you.
Well, it's that time to bring this episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close.
But it does not end here. The show continues over at our 24/7 Hair Radio Broadcast Network at www.hairradio.com. Now, I must thank today's great guests and our legacy advertisers. These are the folks who've been supporting our show over the years, including Dr. Raglan, Yolanda Raglan at fixyourfeet.com. They are the very best in foot care. She has two locations, one in New York City and the other in Maryland. I also want to take a moment to acknowledge the amazing Troy Ballard, of course, from the West Coast out in Southern California. His company is called Smooth Black Ink. Now, he offers the very, very best in hair care for the entire family. He is a legendary hairstylist and educator. And also, he's the program host right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We just appreciate him again. That's Troy Ballard, a.k.a. Smooth Black of Smooth Black Ink. Also, we are talking about a complete line of products for the guys now. It's that Rugged Evolution. Now, Rugged Evolution Beard Care is the actual name of the company. Rugged Evolution Beard Care makes a complete line. I love their products. Go to www.ruggedevo.com for more details. Again, that's ruggedevo, that's EVO.com for complete details on their products. Also, StimulatingRoots.com. Now, Stimulating Roots is a hair product growth system for women, for everybody, really. And how they spell it, I love this, it's R-U-T-Z. Get amazing hair products that supports healthy hair. And I say the secret is in their name, Stimulating Roots. That's really it. That's what actually grows the hair. Now, we're also taking a moment. Go to their site, StimulatingRoots.com. Again, it's spelled R-U-T-Z. Is how they spell roots.com. Now, we're also thanking our entire advertising and promotions family for introducing our show fans to their great products and services. And you will find many of them right here in our website store at www.hairadio.com. That's hairradio.com, spelled with just one R. Now, it's also been our honor to welcome our amazing Hair Radio Morning Show fans from coast to coast in the United States and North America to continents all around the world. Our many friends and family, folks over in Ghana, South Africa, Nigeria, Egypt, and our folks across the diaspora of Africa, of course. Now, we're also thanking our big fan base in Europe, folks over in Italy, Spain, France, England, and really all over there, to folks back here, right here in America, folks who join me from all different time zones. I broadcast from right here in Brooklyn, New York. The show is live from 6 in the morning to 9 Eastern. Again, that's Monday through Friday. So we're on the East Coast, and we're reaching folks who tune in from the Central Time Zone, from out in the West Coast Time Zone, and we are just honored, and we thank you from New York to L.A. and from, you know, from Boston to Miami, Florida. So we just love you guys, whether you're in Texas, Chicago, wherever you are, you can tune into this broadcast. And again, we thank all of our amazing fans, and to the island. We haven't forgotten about you folks. We thank you. We welcome you. We appreciate your participation in our broadcast. Now, it's been my honor to pay tribute to some of our amazing guests also who join me right here for live interviews, including the biggest story in the whole country was all about Tessica Brown and the Gorilla Glue. Well, we had the very doctor, the miracle doctor, Dr. Obeng, right here on our show all the way from Beverly Hills, California. He told us all about the incident. Also, I had a chance to chat with Beyonce's dad, Mr. Matthew Knowles. Madam C.J. Walker's great-great-granddaughter, Lilia Bundles, was on with us. Also, and that was before she was on the Netflix show. I also wanted to mention, or before she created that, the book sponsored her show,
on Self-Made on Netflix. You guys know what I'm talking about. And from the famous Bronner Brothers family, we had one of the Bronner Brothers on. Bernard Bronner was my very special guest recently as well. Now, I had a chance to interview many, many folks from the world of music as well, of course, like Grammy winners Dionne Warwick, Gerald Austin from the Manhattans, to Broadway Tony Award-winning legends like the one and only music icon as well, Miss Melba Moore, to singers like Cece Tennyson, Allison Williams, Tony Terry, Lenny Williams, to other hair industry superstars like Kim Berry. You guys know she was the hairstylist to super legendary singer Prince for about 29 years. So we take music seriously on our daily broadcast, and we play some of your favorite songs, or mine, as well, right here on our show. And each show, we kind of use that to kind of encase each broadcast. Now, also remember to visit our website. We've got two. One is hairradio.com. That's spelled HAIradio.com with one R. So there you can shop. We have a big website store. But more importantly, we have our 24-hour, 7 days a week radio network there where you can click the play button and listen 24 hours a day, all the time. We feature original hair and beauty content, new radio shows, music, classic broadcasts, so much more. Please visit hairradio.com for that. Then our second website is our event website. Now, we put all of our event information right there. It's called hairnationexpo.biz. So let me just say that again. It's www.hairnationexpo.biz. And again, that's our umbrella destination online website where we tell everything about our upcoming live hair event. So go there if you want the details on where we'll be next for our live and in-person hair and beauty event where you can come and meet us. Please do that. Now also, let me introduce you to my very own product, Kerapy. K-E-R-R-A-P-Y, yes. We take the K-E-R-R from my name, Carrie, and the A-P-Y from therapy, and there we have it. It's Kerapy Shampoo and Kerapy Conditioner, two great products from Carrie Hines Hair Care that are fortified especially for hair growth. Now find out how you can become a distributor and have them sold in your shop and or sell to others. Please let us know if you have an interest. Now my book, by me, yes, Carrie Hines, is called How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. It's the best way you can get to thinking about adding money to your bottom line. It's available on Amazon.com, or you can contact us directly through social media or through our broadcast for an autographed copy. Again, it's How to Get Rich in the Hair Business by me, Carrie Hines. And I've got some secrets that are only available in that book. Now, we say stay connected to us on social media. You can do that. You'll find us on Twitter at HAI Radio. That's HAI Radio. Yes, Hair Radio. We pronounce it Hair Radio. It's spelled with one R. And on Facebook, you can find us if you search The Hair Radio Morning Show. Same thing on Google. During your Google search, you can just enter five words, The Hair Radio Morning Show. And out will pop up all of our broadcasts. So you're talking about 600 broadcasts. Also, under Carrie Hines, we have so many professional